Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vincent the Bay.
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 Hi there, honey. I'm number one.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Gay or what?
Motherfucking bang, everybody. Thank you so much for joining me on this wacky Wednesday. And boy, has it been wacky. My God. I don't know. I was on Twitter and the interweb today, and man, shit is just popping off all over the place. There's so much butthurt going around. It's disgusting. But hey, it is what it is. We're here to enjoy ourselves and explore the outer reaches of the internet together here on Disorderly Conduct. It's Wacky Wednesday, December 5th, 2012, and I want to give a big ups to my chit-chatters in the chit-chat room. Anon Sicko, Blitzy, Crappy Airbag, Cyber Monkey, Dougie Dougie, L.E.B., Gonzo, Ph.D., Guest, a bunch of guest listeners, I Eat Cake, L.L.S. Kitte, Melissa 13, Old Rooter, old friend of the show, Old Rooter. He is BTR royalty, folks, so... Yes, the legend Old Rooter. Old Rooter in the house. Old Rooter Call in, dude. It's been a long time. Feel free. The lines are open right now. We don't have to, I mean, you, love to hear from you. Just check in, see how you're doing. Russell League Radio is in the house. The Fire Dog. The new classic, Vert. And WVU Soldier. WVU Soldier. West Virginia University Soldier? What's that mean? Anyhoot, I thank you all for being here and joining me for this this occasion. Tonight, we're going to be celebrating the life and times of jazz legend Dave Brubeck, who passed away today at the age of 91. Plus, the Twitter Taliban is on the loose. Look out, folks. Internet terrorists, the Twitter Taliban, were called out today on the internet. I myself was a victim of one of these vicious cyber attacks from the Twitter Taliban. These sick individuals, they add me to these long, pointless threads and just clog up my entire timeline. I really hate it, and I hope it stops. Anyhoot. So yeah, we can talk about Dave Brubeck. We're gonna play some Dave Brubeck tunes. We can talk about the Twitter Taliban, cyberbullying. Another thing that just popped up was this whole Hunter Moore versus Anon, or some Anons. Apparently that guy McAfee finally got caught. I thought he was already caught, but apparently they got him for real this time. So we can talk about that stuff or anything else that's on your mind. It doesn't matter. You are the caller. You control the show. I reached out to Hunter Moore. Honestly, to be honest, I had no idea who Hunter Moore was before these particular Anons, launched this campaign against him. So the way I see it, they're only helping to spread his popularity even further. They're empowering him. I know, because I didn't know who the fuck he was before this. And now I do, and I followed him on Twitter. God damn, I want to be this guy. This guy gets tweeted, chicks take pictures of themselves, like hot chicks take pictures of themselves, nude or otherwise, and send them to this guy openly. How do I get that? How do I get that job? Apparently he runs a website that he uses to post nudes of exes, ex-girlfriends, of jilted lovers. I think that's kind of fucked up, but hey, it's the internet. What do you expect? So I reached out to Hunter Moore. I hope he'll respond. I doubt it though. I looked at his Twitter. He's got for booking info, email this person. So he obviously is not going to come on here until unless we pay him. So fuck that. Anywho. Okay, I'm going to play. I've got a bunch of callers lined up now. The switchboard is starting to fill up. And I'm going to go screen those calls. And while I'm doing that, we're going to enjoy the sounds of the late Dave Brubeck. That's right. Dave Brubeck passed away today at the age of 91. And of course, Dave Brubeck Memorial would not be complete without Take Five from Dave Brubeck right here on Blog Talk Radio with your host Vincent the Bay. Call me 347-826-7667.
Thank you. You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay.
Let's stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay.
Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vince in the Bay.
Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD,
by the way.
In your deck, press play. Stop hating in the Bay. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. We got talent.
Yeah. That's right. If everybody just chills out and listens to Selassie and stop hating in the Bay, everything will be okay. All right, we're back. Hammurabi's code is, speaking of butthurt going around, Hammurabi's code is extremely butthurt. For some reason, he has a fixation with my calf. He wants to bite my calf. And what's really weird is, in real life, IRL, I pulled, I think, a calf muscle like about a week ago, and it's been lingering. And I think he's pulling some hack your voodoo shit on me. So he's obviously really butthurt. I'm going to bring him on after I bring on Ole Reuter. And after I bring on Ole Reuter and then bring on Hammurabi's Code, I will go the entire show without muting him. Okay? And then you people can tell me what you think compared to the times when I do mute him. Okay? This will be the first time ever that Vince in the Bay lets Hammurabi be unmuted for the entire broadcast. Okay. Before we get to that, I want to bring on an old friend of the show, a longtime BTR stalwart. I haven't heard from him in a long time, but I'm glad he's here now. I'm joined now by Ole Reuter. What's up, Ole Reuter?
You got me talking about the calf there. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing fantastical, Reuter. It's really great to hear you.
Well, it is nice seeing you pop up out here on this rare occasion, and I'm able to manage to pay my friggin' internet bill and have my computer working and my booze in my hand at the same time. It's like the stars all lined up, and it was perfect.
I love it. I love it. Dude, you came at the right time. It's perfect. Perfect time.
What's a Hammurabi?
Oh, you'll find out. You'll find out. So what do you think? So you don't like Dave Brubeck? You're not into his?
I love that stuff. That was nice. I don't like people that say, them friggin' PBR drinking hipsters. You know who I'm talking about? Oh, I'm into jazz, man, with their little friggin' daggone stupid hats on and their glasses and their friggin' chin beards and shit. You know. And they start, they're listening to stuff, and you got some guy over on the left, and he's playing his drums, and he's going, blah, 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 blah. There's a guy playing his clarinet, and he's going, whoo, 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 ain't nothing matching up, but that stuff right there, that's jazz.
That's a classic, too. Yeah. Take Five, I mean, it's an iconic jazz track, for show.
Oh, yeah. It's like good. It's like putting on. Oh, what's a good guitar player? Don't get no cred, you know.
Oh.
Not that guy from Sum 41. I wasn't talking about him.
No, I don't even know who that is.
I don't know, but he did get to tap that little chick's ass though.
I have no idea what her name, guy or chick you're talking about.
Oh, that little blonde headed chick.
Yeah, which one? Britney Spears?
About the skater boy and all that crap. What's her name? Amelia Earhart?
Okay.
Oh, that, no, wait a minute. That's that bitch who like was running the radar when the Germans were bombing Pearl Harbor. That's Friday, isn't it?
What's Friday?
Pearl Harbor Day.
Oh, really? I'm not aware of that.
Yeah, I think the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor back then.
Friday, that would be, let's see, tomorrow's the 6th, the 7th? Are you talking about the 7th?
Yeah.
This week's?
Yeah.
Oh, actual Pearl Harbor. Yeah, yeah. And John Lennon's birthday is coming up, too, which I think is like the same day or maybe the day after.
See, if people forget the past, it's doomed to be. How's that go? You're going to repeat it? What? Hell, I'm going to take another drink. It's not. I can't believe you were out here and I got drunk and everything at the same time. Jeez.
Yeah, great timing, dude. Yeah, I started doing shows again. I haven't heard from you since I got back on air. I've been doing it for a couple months now again.
I think the last time I talked to you, you had this chick berating the hell out of me.
Was that Kishu?
I don't know. What was it? Your wife?
No, I don't have a wife.
Well, I think you just got married to her.
No.
Chick. No?
No. It was probably Kishu. Are you thinking of Kishu?
I don't know. I mean, this was a while ago.
Yeah, like last year.
Yeah, right around. Has it been that long?
Maybe. No, I'm talking about like last year, like in the springtime, probably.
Yeah. God damn. Where have I been?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to take one of Scooter Bitch's volumes. Hold on a second. There we go.
Right on.
So
have you heard of this dude, Harris Moore?
He didn't
find Hunter Moore. I'm sorry. It's Hunter Moore. My bad.
Hunter Moore? No, I have not.
You ever heard of this guy, Hunter Moore?
No.
Apparently this guy has a website where he posts basically revenge pics, blackmail pics.
Yeah.
Where it's basically a repository for where jilted ex-boyfriends deposit their ex's nudes at.
Really?
That's his specialty on the internet. He runs a site.
You got that URL?
No, but I'm sure somebody in the chat can spit it up. if we could get a link to that site.
Got it. Old Rooter.
I tweeted Hunter Moore tonight, trying to get him on the show. Hey, why don't you guys tweet him? Tell him to call into the show.
Yeah.
Tell him there's a bunch of Anons on here that want to moral fag him.
Moral what?
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Been out of it a while. I'm hearing all these new terminologies out here on the interwebs.
Yeah, it's ever-changing, too. It's like ghetto slang. It's always evolving.
I lay back and I listen to all of it until somebody spews something that I recognize, like you did earlier when you was talking about a calf.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Somebody's working voodoo on my calf, and he's on the line right now. You want to meet the guy who is hacksawing into my calf via voodoo?
Well, yeah.
All right, this is this will help you get up to speed here, Bruder. Over the last month or so, I have been my show has been infiltrated by this group called the Russell League. Have you heard of the Russell League? Bruder, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I think my sister's in there on my cheap old dial-up internet line watching porn.
Uh-huh.
If I was to hang up and call you right back, if I had to, you'd pick me up, right?
Yeah, absolutely, of course.
Oh, now you're sounding good. Never mind. I think she got off.
Okay. I'm glad somebody did.
But I did want to tell you before you about my calf story.
Tell me your calf story. Absolutely, go for it. Okay.
So I'm sitting there with my buddy, old Knight Rider, back in the olden days. And we're it's like mid-90s, and we're watching this new show called Real World.
Yeah, I remember that.
You remember Puck?
I think I'm the same age as you, Reuter. I think we're the same age. We're same generation.
Yeah, we're 84. So so Puck's on there, and then there's this fag named Pedro. I don't know what the hell I got, but Pedro.
Oh, yeah. That was the one in San Francisco.
Yeah. So they got on there, and out of the blue, after I watch a show one day, I ride them and tell them about, because they're talking about how Pedro and people ought to, how'd it go? If you don't know the facts about age, you're at risk. You know, I'm thinking, okay, how am I at risk if the only thing I know about age is that I don't want to stick my pecker in some gay boy's butt, you know? So I ride them, and I'm telling them, blah, blah, blah. I swear to God, these people write me back, the MTV people, and they write me this big old soliloquy, whatever the hell you call it, about half a paragraph long, telling me all that stuff. And at that point, they told me, if I don't know the facts about eggs, I'm at risk. I need to learn how to wrap a dick before I suck it, you know? And I'm like, okay. Yeah, why would I want to do that? So then I write this big old long thing. And one of the things I write is like, listen, I don't need to know the facts about AIDS because I plant my seed where the good Lord wanted it to be planted, on the backside of a woman's calf while she's walking down the street. But they didn't like that one. I thought they were going to post it. That's my calf story. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Did I get hung up on?
No, dude. No, you didn't. I was in the green. I was screening calls in the green room, and Amber, the stripper, called in, and I had some cyber with her in the green room. Sorry.
That was quick.
Yeah, she's multi-orgasmic. I swear to God, she can get off in like 5 seconds. It's amazing.
But you gotta watch them. I heard them chicks that like do that real easy, like to kill themselves.
She was already worked up. She called in. She's like, oh my God, I'm listening to the show. I just got off once, and I'm ready to do it again. I want you to hear it. I was like, all right, go for it, baby. And she just bam.
Oh wow.
Right there, and then hung up. She hung up. So it was perfect timing. I don't know. I missed what you were talking about. What would you say?
You're done.
Yeah, I'm done. I'm ready to hand the show over to Hammurabi. It's going to just be old Reuter and Hammurabi, and we're going to bring on a non sicko in after that. But first, here we go, folks.
I've never met him.
You realize what I'm doing right here? I'm basically unleashing a monster into the show, and the potential here for him to run roughshod all over the place and just echo, reverb the shit out of this joint.
Whoa.
That possibility is very, very, very likely.
I got reversed.
Spico, hang on a second. I'm not even watching my chat room. Do you see this?
Yeah.
See this kid, Spico? He's bad news. You don't want. He gets timeout. Sorry. It's 2 minutes for scrolling, Spico. 2 minutes for scrolling.
Fire Dog scrolls, but Fire Dog does it with small font. That's cool.
Yeah. That's acceptable. That's acceptable. What I really hate is the white text, because it makes me have to what?
I heard you burp. I figure either you're drinking or
I chugged some water. I just try to stay hydrated. Well, first,
okay.
Actually, I start the show on a big cup of coffee and then just drink water to keep hydrated the rest of the show.
Yeah, they got free coffee down at dialysis clinic where I go once a week. Hold on a second. Roll on, big. Oh, yeah, I'm getting drunk. This is working.
Oh, hey, old Reuter, do you have your guitar plugged in?
I could plug it in. Probably, I've got my guitar hanging. It's about 3 feet from my face and 7 feet above my head. But
whatever.
If you can hook it up
at some point, wait, hang on. If you can hook it up at some point during the show, it'll be great because Hammurabi has this awesome built-in reverb. What do you call it then? And since he's going to be unmuted the whole time, your guitar solo with his reverb added would be so fucking trippy. I bet it'll be awesome.
I got killer reverb. It's like instant. Okay.
Well, fine. You'll have your reverb and then Hammurabi's reverb on top of that.
Ooh.
So it's going like, to be space-o-matic. It's going to
be like howling in a cooter on prom night. Hey, baby, is it tight?
Nice.
Oh. Okay, yeah, that's all I got.
Okay. All right. Well, then, here we go, folks. What point are we in the show? Okay, for the next hour and 33 minutes, Hammurabi's code will be unmuted. As long as it stays on the line. Okay. Are you folks ready for this? Oh, now they already think free hammy. Oh, God. People are pathetic.
Isn't that like a sandwich at Denny's?
Yeah, I call them hammy.
Moon over free hammy.
So remind me again, Reuter, what are you drinking tonight?
Aside from the Vicodin I stole from Scooter, I got me some 10 High Kentucky Straight Sour Mash Bourbon Whiskey, sir.
Perfect. All right, here we go. Hammurabi's code. You're live on the air. What's going on, dude? Hammurabi, are you there? Unmute yourself. Oh wait, I hear the echo. He's there. What's up, Hammurabi?
Quit turning your fucking speakers on, faggot. God.
Hey, Hammurabi, you're on with Old Reuter. Old Reuter is an old school BTR host, an all around badass guy.
So he's like awesome, but compared to you, really awesome.
Yeah, of course.
Turn your fucking.
That's my role here at BTR, is to make everybody else look good.
You're doing an excellent job, Vince. Let me be the first to commend you on that.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
No problem. Speakers off. Yeah, turn your speakers off, Vince.
I don't have speakers on. I'm wearing headphones.
You do not wear headphones.
Oh, my God. You have no idea.
Dude, I'm so sick of listening to your echo. It's fucking insane. Every single time I call in, I got to listen to myself twice because you got me on speakers. I mean, you're the Blog Talk Radio Show host. You should know better than that.
Yeah? What's your point?
Paul, come on, man. Quit pinning it on old Hammurabi.
I've presented evidence on my show.
Your evidence sucks.
Do I have to go back and like and splice out the clips and
you can't even do that with the sheet. So why would I think you'd take the time to do it for that? Why would I believe that? I don't even think you know how.
I'm gonna go tinkle real quick.
All right.
Don't be a pussy. Pissing is for girls. Don't you have an empty beer bottle, old Reuter?
No, I can't afford beer. That's why I drink its cheap shit.
Oh. All right.
Pay some slack. I'm 84 years old, and I'm a friggin' World War II vet.
Okay.
Okay. I'll be back.
All right. So while Reuter takes care of things, let's bring on Sicko. Sicko, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Real quick, before we get into the show, I just want
to... I'd like to point out that I'm muted before we get to this show and listen to Sicko.
You're not muted, but hold on, I just want to give a shout-out.
I'm self-muting, Sicko. Also, when are you going to let me get at that?
I hear Caesar's jaw's getting a little better after his run-in with his donkey, and I just want to, you know, I want everybody to keep him in your thoughts. Eventually, I think in a couple of weeks, he's going to have the wires taken out, so, you know, we're just hoping that everything's going to get better for him. But anyways, how's everybody else doing tonight?
I'm good. I've been instructed to let you talk, so I'm going to do that.
Oh, okay. Well, I just wanted to give a shout out
we don't give shout outs here. We don't give shout outs here. We give big ups.
Big ups are gay as fuck.
All right. Yeah. Whatever. I just want to make sure you guys.
Hey, it's a safe alternative. It's a safe alternative. Okay. It takes up less space too. It's faster to say.
The chat room seems to want me to talk about the fucking new fags. So I guess y'all want to talk about new fags
first? Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I followed your tweets. Hang on, let me just mute Spyco real quick. And
hang on real quick. I'd like to do roll call. I'd like to thank American Sting for coming out, Anon Sicko, Blitzy, City of Flint, Crappy Airbags, Cyber Monkey, Dougie Dougie, L.E.B., Gonzo PhD, GU357, Guest 17986, Guest 18042, Guest 18150, Guest 18197, Guest 18234, Guest 18374, Guest 18470, Guest 18635, Guest 18768, Hammurabi's Code, Hatch Bill, I Eat Cake, LLS Kidday, Melissa 13, Nanyum, Nothing 48, Old Rooter, 1T, Robert West, Radio Nyan, I'm going to skip past Spyco, The Fire Dog, The New Classic, Worth of the World, WVU Soldier, and X You Out. Did you guys not catch that? Would you like me to do it again, but in reverse order?
Yeah, please do.
X You Out, I'd like to thank you for coming out. WVU Soldier, I'd like to thank you for coming out. I'm just not going to do it.
Very
the echo's
well, then.
Killing me.
Very well, then. So be it. If anybody wants to get in on this nonsense, there's plenty of time to do so. We have an hour and 20 more minutes of nonstop, unmuted, uncensored, uncut, live Hammurabi's Code. If you want to participate in this experiment, you see the number. You can also Skype in. Some people don't know that. There's a Skype button there. Also, tweet the shit out of the show, please. All right, back to you, Hammy.
Well, actually, I would like to discuss this new bigotry with Anonymous, with Anon Sicko, because he is one of the two main leaders of Anonymous.
Right.
Along with Bert, who is now a CI.
Well, anyways, about the fucking new fact and this op hunt hunter shit. Look, I get what this dude is doing. It's probably deplorable. I mean, I haven't really looked into him too much. I get that it's deplorable and the dude's probably a raging fucking douchebag. But before these new fags go off trying to attack a dude for posting pictures of his girlfriend or of his ex-girlfriends online and their information, why don't they go on to the home of Anonymous and go on B and do the exact, because they do the exact same thing on B, right? All these new fags are showing is that they are fucking hypocrites. It's okay to do this stuff if you're a non, but it's not okay to do it if you're somebody else.
What about pinkbeth.com? They actually include docs with the pics of the chicks. Pinkbeth.com?
That's what I'm saying. And so does this dude, I think. But that's my whole point, is this is the only person out there doing this shit. You know what I mean? At the same time, all these people are wasting their time trying to dock some dude who lives out publicly and all that shit. Because really, I mean, if you're going to dock somebody, let their name and their fucking profile, you're just a fucking faggot. but and it's not going to do shit to them. But at the same time, all this shit's going on. You have a civil war probably about to kick off in Egypt. You had Egyptians asking Anons for, hey guys, can you guys come help us and make sure we have the right an updated care package and stuff like that? And all these new fags are wasting their time with this fucking Hunter dude. Like, come on, guys, pull your heads out of your asses. You guys want to be revolutionary? You want to be? You want to change the world? To fucking change the world and quit being dumbasses about it. Oh man, it just pisses me off that. Because the same people who are supporting this are the same people who came to bat for fucking Amanda Todd, and are the same people who supported, like, off Facebook and shit like that. And it's like, you guys are ruining everything that people have sacrificed for. There are people sitting in jail cells right now. There are people that are awaiting trials, about to go to jail for 15, 30 years, or at least that's what they're looking at. And you guys are worried about some dude posting naked pictures of his girlfriend.
Yeah, total waste of time. Like, you could get totally derailed, totally sidetracked, trying to be a white knight on the internet everywhere like that.
The internet, like the world, can be an ugly, ugly, beautiful place at times. But if we stop to fight every single thing that happened, we'd never get anything done.
You don't get anything done as Anonymous.
Really? You don't think that Anonymous didn't help us save us in Gaza? Because I know for a fact we did. You don't think
saved
Anonymous
what
didn't
from Gaza?
Save lives in Gaza.
How did you do that?
How did we do that? By the care package that we put out that has information.
A care package saved lives in Gaza.
Yes, I know for a fact it did. And if you don't believe me, then you're just an idiot. Because I've never lied to anybody. Everybody who knows me knows that I don't lie to people.
I'm not suggesting you're lying. I think you honestly believe this, but I'm just wondering why you do.
Because of the people I talk to in Gaza. You know, people can believe whatever they want to believe, but the people I talk to in Gaza, the Palestinians I've talked to, will tell me that the information we put out helped save lives. Even the DDoSing that people did, it helped keep some morale up for Palestinians. I mean, it's the same shit it's no different than what went on in Egypt and Tunisia. You know, and you can talk all the shit you want to about Anonymous, but the fact is Anonymous helped Egypt and helped Tunisia, and you can say they didn't, but Egyptians will tell you different, and Tunisians will tell you different, and same thing with Palestinians.
You know what I want to know is, these people were on the goddamn BBC radio talk radio show. I swear to God, if you do anything and just slap Anonymous on it, you're going to get on BBC radio. They interviewed this guy, KY Anonymous, like KY Jelly. What the fuck? I think it means Kentucky Anonymous by his accent. But, I was just thinking, like, what have they actually done to this guy other than just kind of smear him on the internet?
20,000 more followers.
Yeah, they totally fame-fagged by trolling this guy. And they didn't even troll him. What have they done to him? Nothing. They haven't taken down his site. They haven't defaced anything. They haven't done anything other than just probably put out his docs. That's it. I mean, that's all anybody really can do unless they have some real skills.
And trust me, the people who have real skills aren't worried about fucking this Hunter dude.
Yeah, I agree.
Nor are they in Anonymous.
You can say that, Hammy, but like I said, bro, the facts speak for themselves.
Facts? Here's the deal. I think you guys are real, real good at organizing black bloc brigades and getting tweets done and letting Jackal fame fag all over the place. But as far as, I mean, dude, I haven't seen any government releases. I haven't seen shit, anything that's actually detrimental to any of your adversaries.
Can you deny that Anonymous didn't help Tunisians? That Anonymous were the only people who stood up for Tunisians outside of Tunisia when that shit was going on?
I would have had to have seen something about it. But
go on YouTube, all right, and search Tunisia Anonymous. All right, and there are videos posted by Tunisians in the middle of that were key to their revolution, talking about Anonymous was the only people who stood up and helped spread the word of what was going on there. Right? I'm not making this up. This isn't tweets that I've seen. These are words out of their own mouth.
That's it. I'm definitely joining Anonymous then. It's official.
I mean, same thing with Egypt. Go ask Egyptians if Anonymous didn't help stand up for them when nobody else was. When Mubarak shut off the internet, did Anonymous and Telecomics not step in and help them connect to the internet and help them get the information out that they needed to? Can you deny that stuff actually happened?
No, because I don't know anybody in Tunisia or Egypt.
There's this thing called the internet. And you can actually connect and talk to people who live in other countries.
What?
Jesus Christ. I just looked at my timeline, my mentions. I'd like to give out a big middle finger to Spyco for spamming me this entire show with all of his Twitter socks. It's really... really not cool.
That's pretty fucking awesome.
In fact, just for that, Spyco, you're getting muted. You're going on timeout again. 2 minutes. 2 minutes for spamming me on Twitter. I just now caught on to that. Fucking asshole.
You really are Mussolini-ish.
Oh.
That's a completely different platform altogether, and you're gonna bring up old shit? On your BTR show from Twitter? And if you think he's got a lot of stocks, holy shit, dude. You should see this script the Ripper wrote. Oh my god. You just sit here and create Twitter socks all day long. It's pretty awesome. Not gonna lie.
You know what? I bet Spyco doesn't have that. I bet he manually does all this shit. Because he's such a neckbeard.
He has no beard, but he's real big on oral hygiene.
Oh, I heard he has a neckbeard.
You should go to Tiny Chat, Vince.
He should. No, I have. I heard he just shaves it before he goes on Tiny Chat.
You're probably right. That's how I do it.
Dude, when I first met. never mind. I'm not going to tell that story.
Tell the story, Vince.
3-4-7-8-2-6-7-6-6-7. I don't want to go on a tangent because I want to bring on more callers. There's people waiting. I'm going to bring on Blitz. You're on the air. You're on the panel tonight with Anon Sicko, Hammurabi's Code, and
what's up, Blitz?
Old Reuters is taking a leak. It's been a while, but hopefully he'll be back. Anyways, Blitzkrieg, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks, Vince. Thanks for letting me on. What's up, Hammy?
Not a lot, brother. How are you doing?
I'm pretty good. I wanted to talk to Sicko about Anonymous, to be honest. He seems like,
sure.
I don't know. You said they really help people in Egypt and Palestine and stuff like that. I want to know how, to be honest.
Well, a little bit. I mean, anybody who speaks against Anonymous should at least learn what they're speaking against.
I'm not speaking against Anonymous. I just asked you, how did you help them? Because I don't know.
Well, I'm not insulting you, and I'm just that was just something I was saying. But when the Arab Spring kicked off, and I can't ever remember the guy's name, set himself on fire in Tunisia, but one of the first things the government did after the stuff started kicking off was shut down the internet. What Anonymous and Telecomics did was they found old dial-up networks to help connect people to the internet and get their message and get their information out. but also inside of these care packages that we released for not just Tunisia and Egypt, but also Palestine, was first aid information, how to deal with bullet wounds, how to deal, how to deal with tear gas, how to deal with this, all this information that once the internet is shut off, you can't just go and Google anymore. Once the internet shut off and the bullets start flying or the tear gas starts flying, you can't just go and Google, how do I deal with this now? So inside of these care packages was information on how to deal with all that shit and how to connect to the internet and how to stay anonymous, how to use Tor, and stuff like that. And that stuff has been very vital to these activists. Just lately, I think yesterday, Egypt started blocking Facebook there. And activists, because of their past experiences with the information Anonymous helped put out, already knew how to get around these blocks. Because Anonymous had already put this information into these guys' hands. And with people I've talked to, I can't really say that I've talked to people in Tunisia and Egypt when the stuff was happening, but I talked to people in Gaza. Anybody who paid attention when Op Israel happened, me and a bunch of dedicated people spent 3 days making sure. I mean, we were calling people. We were making sure this information got into their hands, not just tweeted out, but actually got to these people. Because you can tweet out things all day long and nobody will see it. This information was delivered to them. This information, there are people who, like I said, can tell you that we helped save lives and helped keep morale up. Especially with Palestine, more recently, but with, like I said, with Tunisia and Egypt as well, they realized that they're not suffering alone. That not to sound cliche, but that the whole world was actually watching. When the internet was shut off in Egypt, that bad things happen when you can't get your information out. To quote the We Are Legion, bad things happen in the dark. We all know that. When nobody else can.
All right, I get it. So yeah, Anonymous helped, whatever. But what about the people who actually were there fighting? Like, what are their names and stuff like that? Because that's cool that Anonymous helped, right? But the people who actually did the work on the ground, shouldn't they get more attention?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I'm not saying that Anonymous should get all the credit for helping these or for bringing down these dictators or should get any credit. That wasn't my point. I absolutely not once ever said Anonymous is the reason why these revolutions succeeded. All I'm saying is people can bash Anonymous all you want to, but I know for a fact that when these dictators were shutting off the internet and were killing their people, Anonymous was there to help in any way that they could find.
All right. So have you ever heard of the Call of the Dead Cow?
Yep.
The Chaos Computer Club, rather.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so you know what they did, right, when they first started off?
Well, I'm not going to act like I'm an expert in the Chaos Computer Club or anything like that, but sure, I could probably summarize stuff that they did.
Like what?
Well, but what's your point?
They developed programs for people to get around censorship. They didn't go around just giving them information. They gave them the tools to do it.
Well, sure, and that's the thing is, so the tools already exist now. Tor already exists to get around censorship. So instead of developing...
Yeah, but you do realize that with deep packet inspection that China has already, even with the, what is it, Tor, whatever the friggin' RBL is, they have a list of Tor nodes and whatever. Yeah, and Gonzo, it has been a free download. I'm not saying it hasn't. But with deep packet inspection and everything, that they're already circumventing those methods in China. It's been going on for a long time.
Sure, but I guarantee you that, or like I said, the facts speak for themselves. Go ask the activists if Tor didn't help them. Go right now, go on Twitter, ask these activists if the ability to stay anonymous while they're trying to post, post stuff to Twitter and to Facebook and to social media sites, if that didn't help them.
Let me ask you another serious question here. How long before how long do you think before their government figured out people are using Tor and then started setting up their own exit nodes to basically log everything as people exit?
I don't think their government has the time.
They don't have the time?
No, and you don't think a government will.
The tech inspection is and how it's automated? It's not hard.
On January
it's been going on for years.
But on January 25th, when Mubarak shut off the internet, right, and this information went to these Egyptians, the Egyptians started, you know, using Tor and started using other anonymity software and stuff like that. By the time that Mubarak, the Egyptian government and Mubarak and SCAF by the time that they were able to figure out what was being used and try to find a way to circumvent that, the governments had already fallen.
All right, so basically what I'm saying is rather than just giving them information on what to do, like I get the first aid part, like the first aid part's cool. Like, yeah, I can agree with that. But rather than just giving them dial-ups and everything, why don't you have people start up their own, you know what I mean? Like their own dial-ins, stuff like that, develop software for them.
Because at the time, you're asking, all right.
I'm not saying at the time, but I'm saying like, say now, you can start now doing it. Why not do something like that rather than just doing research and handing it off?
Because you're asking me, but that's not what I do. I mean, I don't have technical skills. Everybody who knows me knows that.
That doesn't mean you can't put the people together to do it.
Sure, and that's not, you're acting like people aren't doing that kind of stuff, but that's not what I do. You know what I mean? You would have to ask other people why they're not doing that. What I do is gather and disseminate information.
All right.
You're an intel gatherer?
That's the best way to put it.
Data miner?
And I find ways to put it out. I have
a data miner with no technical skills. This is interesting.
I didn't say a data miner. I said I gather information. You don't have to data mine to gather information. Right?
Dude, we're just fucking with you. Fuck.
but these are serious beasts that, while y'all may be trolling, that other people actually use as legitimate reasons. And with y'all's trolling, it's giving me the platform needed to actually tell these people who truly believe what y'all are trolling about to answer their question.
No, we were trolling you about, like, fucking data mining, dude. But
yeah, no, the rest is legit. Like, Blitz and I are on the same page. Like, I don't know, bro.
Pretty much, dude.
Have you read the articles about other similar situations where you guys have, quote-unquote, helped revolutionaries, but then the government would get a hold of the software package, insert their own code, then redistribute it through another site that's more prominent, we'll say, to basically rat their machines?
Oh, yeah, dude, I fucking heard about that.
Right, so it's a backfire and a half.
Dude, yeah, I fucking heard about that, dude.
I mean, it is what it is, obviously, but like I said, the facts speak for themselves, man. These people will tell you that we helped them, and, I mean, that's all it is.
Cool.
I'm not going to try to say you didn't, because realistically, I don't have a clue. I don't keep up with the non-shit. Here's the sad thing, sicko. 90% of what I see online is the dumbest fucking shit. Like, calling for ops against some dude in Boston who trolled some chick that nobody knows, and they're trying to gather power to go troll another troll. And
dude, that's like white knighting.
Go on my timeline. I was ranting about that shit before the show came on, man. That shit's fucking ridiculous.
Sad thing is that's what I see in my timeline. And, I mean, I'm following a lot of your quote-unquote big accounts or big-name accounts, and that's the shit I see. I mean, I hate to say it, I had to fucking unfollow Anon in Carolina just because of all the dead kid pics, and that was really all he did. I mean, nonstop, all day. Well, at least when I checked Twitter, that's what I was greeted by, and I'm just like, you gotta be fucking kidding me.
And, I mean, again, the only thing I can say is if that's the only kind of stuff you're seeing, then you're following the wrong people. I had to actually go out and find out what the op was about and look what he was. Because my timeline, the people I follow, they're not all about that shit. I mean, like I said, it's just like trying to hunt the people trolling Amanda Todd. Sure, if what happened to Amanda Todd? Tragic, right? But that, if people online try to go and help every instance of online bullying, and you can't see the air quotes that I had there, but they were there, then nobody would ever get anything done.
Right, and why would you try to stop online bullying? I mean... That's one of the few joys we have with the internet. The problem is it's usually done by kids who are so not anonymous in any way, shape, or form. And
yeah, that they follow under the Twitter Taliban banner.
And I don't anything that happens on the internet, I don't actually throw into the category of bullying. Bullying is something you can't escape, and on the internet, you can block people. You can log off. You can create.
There's fucking people who take it to a whole new level. So
sure,
but that's
there's like
that's like
stock. I get bullied on the internet all the time.
No, fucking Vince was saying.
Wait. Go ahead, Reuter.
I get bullied on the internet all the time by these people trying to sell me these freaking car automobile warranties, and it's. They won't leave me alone. You know, they figure I'm an old fart, and they're going to make me pull money out of my Social Security Medicaid account and shit and give it to them, though.
That's a smart move, though, old Reuter. I mean, what if your shit breaks? You want to be covered, right? You got to have that warranty.
Last time I had a shit break is when I was making an Alaskan pipeline for the old lady, and I took a turd, but I had eaten like a big old corn on the cob from Long John Silver like the day that I decided to try to make this thing, and it put like a big old wad of corn, kind of separated this turd, and when I wrapped it up in cellophane, stuck it in the freezer, you know, it froze up, and then I pulled it out, and I unwrapped it, and I was using it for a dildo, and it started melting, but when I shoved it all the way in, you know, the part where the corn broke, I ended up with like two dildos, and then they both melted like friggin' a Hershey's chocolate bar and corn all over my hands, and my bitch was bitching at me, and it's fucked up.
Cool story, bro.
Hey, I'm working that mute button good, aren't I?
Like a pro.
Yeah, you are. You are. So am I. Well, not so much. I was just muted myself again. Hang on a second. All right, what's the problem? Sorry, I wasn't paying attention. What's the topic? Oh, can anybody hear me? Hello, is this on?
I hear you.
No.
Okay, I'll tell you what. I really wish that Anani Odin would have stayed on the line a little bit longer, but Anani Odin has something he wants to bring up. He says, this tweet, you are cordially invited to voluntarily deface your website on December 8th to oppose hashtag ITU and support multi-shakeholder model. And it's the hashtags free. Here, I'll just paste this in the chat. He's going to call in and talk about this, hopefully. Hopefully he'll call back. I don't know.
Can't wait.
Yeah. Okay. And we lost old Reuter, but that was cool. It was great to have old Reuter. And, of course, we are celebrating Dave Brubeck and what's the track we're going to play now? We played Take Five to start off the show. Old Reuter, I hope you're still listening. This is another track by Dave Brubeck. This is called Blue Rondo a la Turk, right here on Vincent Bay. Join us, 347-826-7667. BRB.
This guy did invent elevator music.
That's pretty good, dude.
I was the only one I think that was questioning, like, why the fuck, how can Viz be Wrestle League and Anonymous? It just doesn't make any sense. You know, that just didn't make, it just didn't jive with me. And you know, obviously it wasn't meant to be.
Thank you.
totally gonna go take a piss.
Tune to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Call in now, biatches, 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Check two, mic check one, two.
Be talking loud and holding his dick, talking shit. He better lay low. For the bitch that said I got some shit up out of my dick, now she's sick. She better lay low. For the niggas who be claiming my hood and really act for my gang. Low. I hope he don't be thinking I'm just talking and I won't do a thing.
Really hope so.
Oh, R.I.P. Nate Dogg, and now Dave Brubeck. Wow, that brings me back to fond memories of my youth on college radio. In order to break into the radio station there and get on air, you had to start with by doing overnights on the weekends, and overnights were all jazz. So from 2 to 6 in the morning, whatever, Friday, Saturday night, boom, I'm playing shit like that. Try to stay awake from 2 to 6 playing that, getting like one call, probably have maybe a couple hundred listeners.
Sicko, you gotta change your avi, bro. I keep thinking, like, Geist is in here doing weird shit, like, being like, don't quit, bro. And that's not Geist. And then I looked, I was like, oh, it's Sicko.
You know you love it.
Yeah, seriously, dude. Ma took the hint.
I will not be bullied into changing my avatar.
Yeah, you better watch it, dude. Seriously, it's bad enough that Geist has his own picture of himself on his. Now, you and Ma were not helping at all. I don't want to see that guy's face. He kind of looks like a metrosexual to me.
No. That's the face of beauty. And I believe
also,
the new classic and Kitty are going to let you know in chat.
He's also a brony, dude. He's also a brony. Come on.
He moonlights as a brony. Come
he's
on.
I totally lost so much respect for him when I found out he was a brony. That broke my heart, actually. A little part of Vince in the Bay died that day.
That endears him to me. He's got a soft side.
Hey, LLS Kitten, what are you doing? You're calling into my show right now, baby. Come on, you and me. We need some estrogen up in here. 347-826-7667. It could be me, you and me, one-on-one. If you're shy, I can take you into the green room. It's all good. Meanwhile, I think Spyco is extremely butthurt. I'm feeling the butthurt transferring from Hammurabi slowly over to Spyco.
You blocked him.
While you guys were talking,
you blocked him and he's butthurt.
Dude, while you guys were talking, I went on my Twitter and blocked every single one of his socks. So now he's got to make up a bunch
of things. Right, and I'm giving him the script, so enjoy that.
You bastards. You seriously raped my timeline, dude. This guy is always, like, doing some sort of homoerotic online pranks with me. And I don't appreciate it. I really don't. Meep Kitty Fuck says, somebody come and set up my cable box. I don't know how it looks at me. Oh, yeah. Meep Kitty Fuck, you know I will be there in a heartbeat if you get your box worked on. Trust me. The cable man will be ready to service your box.
You're on with her e-husband, man. Show some respect. Gosh.
Who's that?
Nope. What?
Nah,
shut up.
Never mind.
Did you hook up with Meeps?
No, dude.
Dude.
Fucking hand me this kid. Shut the fuck
it's
up.
Sicko.
I heard
it's sicko.
Thought.
But Mud doesn't know, so. What don't tell her.
Okay.
I missed it. What about Sicko?
Worry about that.
Never mind, dude. Hey, let's take a call. There's another caller here. Let's see who this is. Caller, you're unscreened. You're on the air. Who's this?
Hey, it's Patrick in Jacksonville. How you guys doing?
Patrick in Jacksonville. Great to have you. We're doing great. Well, what's on your mind tonight?
Oh, nothing much. I just wanted to ask everybody what their take is on this cyberbullying thing. I didn't know if everybody was still on, though.
We've talked about it for a little bit. People seem to be pro-cyberbullying so far on the panel. It's like free speech, as long as you're not, like, breaking the law, you know. I don't know. I think it's just an exercise. It's, you know, in many cases, it's a very poor use of free speech, abuse of free speech. Yeah, but you got to take the good with the bad, you know. That's the thing about freedom is you got to take the good with the bad.
Yep. Free speech isn't that, right?
Yeah.
Free speech is always pretty sometimes, but it's necessary.
Well,
yeah.
Of course, I want to remind our listeners that this is, other than Hammurabi, tonight this is a free speech, a non-free speech zone. It always has been. There's one special caveat today for Hammurabi. Just as an experiment, I've left, and I have not experienced any reverb at all. We had a little reverb earlier, but it was actually old Reuter. And I apologize, old Reuter. Yeah, he was going to plug in his guitar, but he was having some technical difficulties. But it's all good. If you want to join us here, please, especially if you're a lady. I would love to hear what the ladies have to say. Meeps, why don't you call in? So we can
absolutely.
I want Meeps to call in and so we can talk about her box and how I can service
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. I'll tell you what, Vince, it's been a pretty good show so far.
Yeah, it's been all right. You know, I'm dealing with this guy Spyco. I think he's let's just say developmentally disabled. Okay. All right.
He just loves you, dude.
He has some sort of fixation on me, some sort of homoerotic fixation. Like this is not even a bromance. This is like it's another level, you know. It's sick.
Is it
I don't like it.
Is it becoming a calf mance?
Uh I don't know. I don't have any evidence that maybe that he could be in on with Hammurabi on the on that voodoo. But whatevs. You know, maybe, hey, you know what? Maybe what I'll do tomorrow night, Spyco can call in, and I'll leave him unmuted. How'd you like that?
Well,
you don't want to do
what you got to do. It's your show.
You don't want to do that, though, I promise you.
Yeah.
How, seriously, how nutsoid would that be?
I'm pretty sure everyone would drop off your show inside of 10 minutes.
What? Why don't you have Spyco call in now? Why don't you have him call in now and you can work,
your
problems?
You can do a test run. And, like Witt said, work out your shit.
That's the closest thing we're going to get to a chick to call in tonight, I think. So, Spyco, get on the horn, bro.
Oh, man. Hey, Vince, is Anon Sicko back? Is he still on?
Yeah, I'm right here.
He is. Yeah, he's right here.
Oh, man. Hey, I wanted to thank you real quick because there was one thing when you were talking about it earlier with everything that Anonymous did in Egypt. And certainly this is happening all over the place. When these insurrections are arising and everything, the tech guys out there in these places, they're getting with the other people on the internet, and they're saying, hey, this is how you get into our servers. This is the login. This is the password. We're going to leave it to you guys. So we're going to step back and go sit at home, and you guys take care of everything else.
Yeah, I mean, that there was many ways that they used to help get information out, letting people have Egyptian activists have access to their Twitter accounts and stuff like
course.
That. But,
oh, yeah, yeah. Well, I'm saying the tech guys that ran the ISPs and everything else, you know, they were turning around and, you know, they were doing what they needed to do, and they passed along a lot of good information about their servers out there. So that was pretty awesome.
Yeah, the Arab Spring is the whole reason. I mean, it's the reason why anybody's paying attention to anything these days. You know what I mean? Without the Arab Spring,
I got a question, dude. What about Syria? I feel like Anonymous isn't paying enough attention to Syria right now. Yeah, going on over there?
I have my personal beliefs about Syria. I mean, Syria is a messed situation than all of these than all the other revolutions that are going on for many reasons. Hold on one second.
Revolutions, dude? You're not including Egypt in that, right? Because that was a complete joke. That was what the fuck was that last year? A dress rehearsal? That was everybody got fucking so duped. They just fucking switched a dictator for another one, and this one's now the Brotherhood.
And,
you know, what's up with that?
The street, but we can talk about that in a second. I want to answer the guy's question on Syria real quick. Syria is, like I said, it's a messy situation. There are a lot of people who believe that the uprising that's going on there is Western backed. You know, it's CIA. You know, it's all of this other stuff, and there's a lot of arguments that give some credence to that. But
regardless of if it's backed or whatever, but I don't give a fuck what's going on, to be honest. But about the civilians that are getting killed in their own country by their own government, that's what I care about more than what the fuck else, what's causing it. To be honest, that's fucking politics to me.
I get too. But the thing is it's not just the government killing civilians. It's also the FSA killing civilians. And it's like, well, whose side does if you're asking Anonymous to take sides, whose side do they take? Do they take the Western side that have allegedly put the FSA in there to destabilize and to overthrow Assad, or do they take Assad's side and help fight the Western imperialism?
Well, I'm more concerned about fucking a government, you know, stirring frigging chemical weapons up to use on their own population than I am about what the fuck's going on. Like, I care more about the government killing their own people and the fucking people in the country being safe rather than the fucking politics that's going on. The fucking politics can be whatever they want. I don't give a fuck.
And that's my personal belief on it. You know what I mean? That's how I feel about it is. I don't care who is causing Assad to kill his own people. The fact is, for 2 years now, Assad has just been, you know, he's killed 40,000 fucking civilians or something. There's been 40,000 casualties or some shit like that. You know, that's what I care about. But there are a lot of Anons out there who, to help people fight against Assad means them helping Western powers then install their own government.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. Yeah, not to cut you off, Sicko, but Vince, there's someone in queue for you if you're listening. Might be in the green room.
You know, I'm not really listening, but I'm mildly paying attention. Who's this that's waiting?
You got Spyco waiting for you.
Spyco. Oh, shit.
Yes.
For real?
Yeah, dude. Yeah, it's got
hang on. I have, to be honest, quite a few people with their hands up, so let me see what's up. You guys stay here. I'm going to go in the green room.
All right.
Vince brought up the Egyptian Revolution. It very much was a revolution. Does that mean that the revolution didn't take a couple back steps when it came to Morsi taking power? Sure, it most certainly did. There were a lot of activists who were against Morsi taking power and stuff as well. So, you know, they obviously weren't happy with it. They didn't really quit hitting the streets. There's still been protests for the past year. There's a reason why Tahrir Square is full of people right now. There's a reason why the Egyptian government just put military tanks in the middle of the fucking streets there. Revolutions take time, and most of the activists.
By definition, revolution shouldn't take that long.
Sure. I mean, revolutions take time, bro. The American Revolution took a while. It wasn't over in a week.
Yeah, Ham, it's not. I mean, you're thinking like old school.
Oh, I'm thinking in the greater greater scheme of things, evolution takes time. Revolution is relatively quick.
But
in the grand scheme of things, the year that since January 25th isn't really that big of a long time anyway. So.
But you're anonymous. You're Legion. You've got the hive mind, bro. You should be able to rebuild everything.
So you're like Legion or whatever the fuck that means, but... Why do you tail on to Anonymous? Why don't you start your own shit? Like, I don't get it. Like, Anonymous just seems like a bunch of fucking school kids getting together and, like, ranting.
Yeah,
to be honest. I mean, that's my opinion.
And white knights. And moral fags.
If that's
yeah, pretty much.
Then, like I said, you're not paying attention to the right people. There are a lot of good people inside of Anonymous.
That's what I'm saying is, I think of Anonymous, I think of all these fucking little kids running around, right? And you're saying, I'm not paying attention to the right person, so why don't you start your own thing, dude? And that way,
I'm following Sicko. Are you following Sicko Blitz?
Fuck no, dude. I don't, no offense, Sicko, you're cool, but I don't fucking really know you, so no.
I follow Sicko, and I don't see anything coming from Sicko, but maybe that's because he's not a tech guy.
I gotcha.
I put out plenty of news, bro. I put out plenty of stuff, man.
No,
well, maybe
honest,
I get confused because I think it's fucking Geist.
That might be true. You might just be getting confused.
Quit riding on his good looks, Sicko. That's all I got on that.
I don't have to write on anybody's good looks. I've got Mo, remember?
Ooh.
I forgot. I'm not a cougar.
Did you just say I'm not a cougar?
Yeah, that's probably the best tweet I've seen you do. It was awesome.
That was pretty good.
I'm not a cougar.
I'm worried she's just going to backhand me over here.
Fuck y'all. Fuck
oh, my God. Okay, we got more callers. I think we finally have Anon Odin. Let's see if this is him. Anon Odin, is that you? Caller, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
This is Spyco.
Oh, Spyco, great.
I don't get a little butthurt, man. I'm not authorized to view your fucking, your Twitter. I'm blocked. That seems butthurt to me, man.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I blocked you too. Sorry, my bad. I'll unblock
yeah.
you. Socks are blocked.
So, how have you been tonight?
Oh, I'm great now that I'm not getting spammed on Twitter or getting cyber terrorized in my chat room with scrolling.
Well, you know, I'm holding back for now. We'll see.
Whatever, man.
Whatever.
Come
fucking
at
whatever,
me,
bro.
Come at me, bro. So what's up? What do you want to contribute? We got a fantastic panel tonight. We've got Hammurabi's Code, Anon Sicko, Blitzy. Hey Blitzy, what's your Twitter, by the way?
It's Teh Blitz. It's TEH Blitz.
I fixed it for you, Vince, and retweeted it.
All right, badass dude. Yeah, where the fuck is Jihad?
I don't fucking know.
That guy's my associate producer, and he hasn't
in IRC, bro.
Why
he's getting DOSed right now, dude.
Why hasn't he?
IRC network's getting DOSed.
He's supposed to call in and tell us what we're doing wrong.
We got this faggot crashed that came into Reaper and into Russell League earlier today.
Richard
and now he's
Robbie.
DDoSing what the fucks and Reaper sec. Actually, I don't know if Reaper's getting it or not, but either way.
Here's his Encyclopedia Dramatica. Enjoy.
What? What are you talking about?
Click the link
Crash?
In the fucking chat.
And I don't trust any of your links, dude.
Richard Robbie, it's Encyclopedia Dramatica. Fucking
I
click
care
it.
Less.
It's pronounced Roby.
I have no interest in the Encyclopedia Dramatica, to be honest.
Well, but Jihad's dealing with the DOS, so that's why he's not here.
Oh, really? By the person you linked? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm putting it together now. I'm starting to figure it out here. I'm reading between the lines.
You should know that I have an oral fixation on you, apparently. That's what Hammy told me, at least.
No, you just have an oral fixation in general with particularly brushing your teeth.
All right, Spyco, could you do me a favor and just put the URL for your Twitter account inside the chat, and I will unblock you. Watch, he's going to put some malware on. He's going to put some malware on his Twitter account.
There you go. I'm a reasonable person. And there's Bucksnet, there's Jihad's IRC network, his Twitter, and you can see it's being DOS. He's updating us.
Yeah, and let's see, Notchash has said, they think you are fighting Crash at DDoS and thus not around. Just ask him. Dude, check IRC.
There we go, unblocked and followed.
Oh, thank you, sweetheart.
Yeah, well, you're the closest thing we have to a chick calling in tonight, so I got to do something.
Are you saying I'm not a chick? Who said I was a guy?
Well, Assert MacFags has the night off, so you're going to have to do.
Well, she's a trap, so she isn't. Either.
I thought you were, too.
Well, I am.
But the other way around.
Exactly, therefore I'm a female.
Yeah.
Do you understand
hence,
how
that's why I'm
excited
you're bringing some estrogen to the program.
Plenty of it, too, man.
You guys want some testosterone now?
Kitty called in. She said, you're a dick.
No way.
She
called in right now?
I don't know. She said she called
in. All right, check this out. You want to hear something gnarly? You want some testosterone? I'm going to bring on Jamal. And unleash Jamal on all of you guys while I screen a bunch of calls. So I would
oh,
like to
hell no.
Welcome.
Oh, yeah, nigga. Yo, what's good, my nigga? Where 40 on set, nigga?
I got my 40 in my hand. What's up?
Yo, what's good, nigga? I need to spit some of my niggas real quick, you know, because I heard one nigga talk about revolution, and what we need here is we need a nigga revolution, okay? Now, has anybody here ever heard what a nigga revolution is?
Yeah, what's that?
I have not.
No, okay. Yo, this is what a nigga revolution is. When like 10 or 20 or like 50 niggas like get together and have a nigga revolution, you know, it's like a revolution. But it's with niggas only.
So
there's no white people.
Spico. Sorry, Schmoo.
Yo,
go ahead.
I apologize.
It's all good. It's all good. But we need to have ourselves a nigga revolution. Because right now, I feel oppressed. I feel oppressed by the white man known as Subasco or Susan Basco, whatever the fuck that bitch is. I feel oppressed. And I think we need to fight back against the white man for they've been taking our land. They take our women. They taking our freedom. We ain't going to take it no more. We ain't taking it no more, okay? This is what we need to do, boys and girls. We need to get that bitch suspended, okay? We need to report her for oppressing the black man. We need reparations from this bitch. Tell her bitch to give us 40-ounce and frosted Rice Krispie treats. Or she gonna get got.
Chocolate drizzle or vanilla?
Nah, nigga, we need some Rice Krispie treats, nigga. We don't need none of that chocolate shit, nigga. But boy, that chocolate's some good shit, nigga. You know what I'm saying?
You got that chocolate drizzle on top of the Rice Krispie treats.
Nah, nigga, just them Rice Krispie treats, dog. Like if you want to put that double chocolate on your shit, nigga, then you do that, nigga. But we need some Rice Krispie treats for reparations, my nigga. We need a double nigga revolution. We just don't need a nigga revolution. We need a double nigga revolution because that bitch filed two reports on your ass. Nah, me. Bitch, you didn't
consider a third.
Nah, bitch. Because, you know, here's what she about to do. She like, oh, the niggas trying to fight, you know, they're trying to do a revolution. Shit, they're trying to do a nigga revolution. Yo, bitch, we going to be doing a nigga revolution, bitch. We going to come to your house in Chicago, bitch. And she going to be filing a third police report and shit. Rob you on Twitter, nigga. That's gangster right there. This bitch is gangster, nigga. I'm not even kidding. We got to watch out for this bitch, my nigga, because this bitch is gangster. But we gotta show this bitch. We serious. We come back take that back to land, nigga.
Do we get 40 acres and a mule?
Nah, nigga. What I need here is I need 40 acres and some Rice Krispie treats, my nigga.
Nah. You need some RC cola and a moon pie.
Nigga, what the fuck is that shit? You gay, nigga? Who the fuck drinks RC Cola? Nigga, are you even a nigga or are you like a white nigga?
Yeah, he didn't even go with grape soda. He went with RC Cola.
Nigga, who the fuck drinks RC Cola and shit? What the fuck is RC Cola, nigga? That shit sounds like some shit that them niggas drink over there in Palestine because they can't afford a Coca-Cola and shit. You know, what the fuck is that?
I'm just saying, I'm old school like that. I'm just saying.
Nigga, what the fuck is you here? Is you like at a Mohammed Akbar Smith or some shit, nigga? What are you trying to do here?
Man, I'm like 63 years old.
Damn, this nigga ignorant.
Holy
shit. Yo, this nigga ignorant as fuck, yo. Damn, I need a 40-ounce, Holmes. This nigga right here, ignorant.
I wish they made a watermelon soda.
Hey, yo, Sickle, you still there, nigga?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Yo, what's good, nigga?
Not much. I'm trying to find picture confirmation of the tanks that are in that got deployed in the streets of Egypt today.
Aw, damn. So, yeah, you know what we need to do, Sickle? What we going to do is after we done getting a double nigga revolution in Chicago, we going to bring the triple nigga revolution to Egypt, nigga. We going to overthrow that nigga. We going to bring that nigga to hell, nigga.
Egypt Loop Crew.
Is that the official name of the revolution, the triple nigga revolution?
Dude, I apologize, folks. I apologize. That took longer than I thought. We got a great cast of characters coming up. You guys are going to like this. We got actually have some real estrogen, like real chicks. hot chicks about to be put on the air. But before we do that, we got to check in with I gave him a bunch of shit about not showing up. Apparently, he's been working this whole time. I'm going to bring on my associate producer, Jihad, and he's going to give us an update on what we've done wrong on the show tonight. Jihad, are you there?
Hey, yeah, Vince. What's up?
Nothing much, dude. I just put Jamal on timeout because I have a feeling he polluted my show for about 10 minutes.
You know what, Vince? I've been running these numbers, and you know what? Trolls are in right now.
Yeah, to be honest, my numbers went up while he was on. Like, I just got a Jamal bump right there.
You should probably moral fag about people putting their naked girlfriends online, because that'll get you like 20,000 new viewers. Right, Zico?
Dude, and at the same time, doing a standoff with the SWAT team outside. with the pizza guy delivering like 20 pizzas at my door.
Who would ever do something like that?
And a shit ton of Chinese food. A Chinese guy delivery guy, you know, with his moped just on the front lawn, just like.
I was wondering where you were going with that one.
Yeah. So what's up, Jihad? What's going on?
Man, not much. I'm just catching up on some news here myself, settling in.
You guys hear
that McAfee got arrested? As if anybody really cares about him. Like,
dude, I thought he already got arrested.
Awesome.
I thought he already got arrested.
Yeah, I know, right? Like, what happened? Did he, like, escape?
Every week he gets arrested. And
then dude, he got arrested in Guatemala.
He probably keeps paying people off. Like, you got a virus on your computer? I'll take care of it, bro. yeah, but seriously.
Man, he was living the life. He had like a fucking meth lab, a bath salt lab, and he was fucking 17-year-olds and running from the fucking feds. Can't be that.
Dude. Is that not common these days?
I thought that was your business model, Spyko.
It's not my business model, it's what I do. You know, I fucking, I do
sure,
them. I don't sell them. I do them. There's a big difference.
That wasn't awkward.
Be right back. I gotta brush my teeth.
Bottles of perfume to Canadians? I wonder if Shadow's moved to Canada yet.
Who?
Well, Pizza Hut, you know. They're doing this pizza-scented perfume shit, and so they're shipping it to Canadians. I wonder if Shadow DXS has already started moving to Canada.
No, he'll just bootleg that. Plus, I'll be honest, I mean, there is a distinct possibility that what they do is bottle the essence of Shadow and
oh, gross.
Sell that. I mean, it's probably, if it was, it would be a mixture of pizza and tacos.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, 16
Either
ounce.
Way, you're going to have to beat fat bitches off with a stick. That's a given.
Fat girls need love, too.
All right, what did I...
Help me,
what did I do?
Help me dance with glow stick?
Vince, you know, the boys here are getting a little squirrely. I think they need a girl to make fun of.
Oh, dude, check this out. I'm going to bring on this...
I'm going to get at the first one that comes in.
I'm going to bring on this kitten right here. Actually, she goes by kitten. Go ahead. Kitten, run away. Hello? Is that a light burning? Is that your vibrator?
Hello?
Hey, kitten.
Hi.
Hey.
Am I on?
Oh. Is that
kitten,
your vibrator?
Fuck. What is that?
Is that your vibrator? Wait, who is that? Is
my
that...
vibrator.
Spyko. If Spyko got his vibrator
Somebody's
out.
Got fresh battery.
He's probably brushing his fucking teeth.
Yes, she called it.
He's brushing his teeth, yeah.
He's got one of those cheap electronic models.
Yeah.
So what's up with you, kitten? What's
well, I came to discuss you, actually.
Why? What is it about? What have I done?
I'm kind of scared of you.
Why?
I wanted to ask Wrestle League and Anonymous for help. See,
why?
I just posted it. Oh, because of the sexual harassment. Actually.
What sexual harassment? What are you talking about?
The spanking on Twitter. And, like, I'm an underage minor, so I'm scared.
No, you're not.
I lost a bit of sleep.
Vince,
yeah.
This is a conflict of interest for me. I'm your associate producer, and I'm also the legal representation for the Wrestle League.
Oh, wow.
Yeah? Well, Vince, he sounds, like, so old. He must be, like, 25. Like, crazy.
27.
Ah. See, exactly.
Oh, no.
Okay.
So are you guys
I
help?
Still have sex with Vince. I don't care.
Yeah. I'd have to ask my mom, though.
Am I not supposed to have an erection right now?
I'm a pervert? Is that what you're saying? You put me in the pervert hashtag. What is that? That's so rude.
Your image is forever tarnished.
I think so.
It's like you're stuck in here. You can't get out. You can't get away from this pervert. You have to call into his goddamn show.
To ask for help, obviously.
Well, you know how girls
sure
really are.
Your family knows and stuff, right?
Of course. Of course. My family hates my show. So what's up with you?
What?
What's up with you?
Actually, I'm just getting ready for bed.
Oh, yeah? Do you have a nightie on or something?
See?
A onesie?
What?
A onesie. Yeah, there you go. Thermal underwear. Fuck yes. So much. That's why I don't have nice stuff.
You probably shouldn't, you know, be too big of a perv, because she actually is a prison guard.
An underage prison guard.
18.
Almost 18. Two more days?
Shit.
2 days ago. Thank you.
Don't make me sick Jamal on you guys, all right? Don't make me bust out Jamal. Seriously. I'll go Jamal on you in 1 second. You guys get out of hand, all right? Stop trolling. Stop trying to, like mind fuck me here, okay? I'm going to bring up, I have a ton of callers
what
to get to.
What does Jamal think about, like, sexual harassment of underage?
Oh, you don't want to know.
Girls in Canada.
Hang on.
There's no such thing as sexual harassment amongst black people.
All right.
Oh, he's black?
Get to before that?
Because I'm not black. I'm brown.
Jamal is black? Was that a real question?
No, it's Vince black, too.
No, I'm Korean.
Oh, ew.
Ew.
I just tried to picture a black person named Vince.
Wow, that's so racist. I'm going to go back and, like, catch it on site and put it into my montage. I'm going to update a show montage. That's going in it, dude.
What? Boom. You?
Thanks. Oh, my God. Thank you so much for calling in, Kitten. You've really taken the show to another level. I appreciate it. Okay. Anyways, folks, we got tons of calls to get to. I got to bring on, before we go off the air on the broadcast, we have to check in with our movie correspondent. Yeah, we have, from time to time, we have people that do movie reviews on my show. And so we were supposed
call
to
call in.
Supposed to do this
so
earlier.
You can listen to Overtime.
Yeah, call in for Overtime. But before that, we're going to do a quick movie review. From our
Overtime is where it actually gets good.
Our movie correspondent.
We don't do movie reviews in overtime.
All right, excuse me.
Will you let me introduce the movie reviewer, please? We're running
please
short
don't.
On time. Oh, you okay? All right, just trust me on it. We're going to go
to our
movie review movie reviewer, our correspondent, Asshurt MacFags, who's here to. She's here to review the new James Bond film. Go ahead, Asshurt.
Hi, Vince. Thanks for having me on.
It was a bust.
No, it was fabulous. It was probably the best Bond movie I've ever seen.
Oh my God, I don't like you anymore.
We're amazing.
Jihad, you're the producer. You're supposed to shut up, dude. You're on timeout. Go ahead. Go ahead.
The gadgets were incredible. The Bond girl was just amazing. And I mean,
the
ambiance of the film was just perfect.
Who played
I give it an A for excellence.
An A for excellence. There you go, folks.
Absolutely.
All right. You know, because I loved James Bond, but I really haven't been into the newer ones. Who's the Bond girl, like the lead Bond girl this time?
There's actually like three Bond girls.
Oh, nice. Who are they?
I have no idea.
You see the movie? You didn't even see the movie. God damn it! I pay you people to actually go review this shit, and you don't even see the movie. You used
no,
the money
I saw
to,
the movie.
The money to buy crack, didn't you? You bought some
you
crack.
You saw the
stuff.
Movie with an ear. Sorry,
yeah,
I was
sucking dick the whole
back
time.
Back of your head.
Plus
oh, you got
cup.
It. I love you, ass.
I was sucking my boyfriend's cock the whole time.
So
I missed like most of it.
So your boyfriend gave the movie one cock up.
Well, you never know.
Yeah.
It might have been two cocks up, Vince.
Ooh, it could have, yeah. Two cocks up to best boyfriend? You put that in the on the poster.
Oh, my God, that's amazing. I love you, Hamu.
I love you.
You guys want to go in the green room?
No.
Just
like
we
have IRC, we just get explicit in there.
Yeah, I know. You and your IRC, whatever.
You can't tie this woman down. You got to understand, we were talking about this earlier in IRC. She's free. She's a free little butterfly. She's, you can't tie her down. So we just do this group shit in IRC, and, you know, I blow a load on my keyboard, and that's that.
Pretty much. I mean, you guys do your Wrestle League thing, like, I'm down, but, you know, I'm not canonized Wrestle League, you know. I'm like, rogue, you know. So I'm not all 40 ounce. Fuck the 40 ounces, man.
What?
Fuck that shit, nigga.
Shit.
Fuck the 40 ounce.
I think Jamal might have something to say about that.
Yeah, let's see what Jamal thinks. Jamal, what are your thoughts on that?
Shit.
Yeah. That's what I thought.
No, he understands.
But for real, when you guys are talking about sex, really, yo, I had you know that bitch Suzanne Basco, whatever. I put my dick up in that. And, yo, that bitch gave me some AIDS, nigga. Like this chick be going around and, you know, she be telling other people, like, yo, you know, you bad and shit. But, like, then she told my homegirl, you know, because, you know, she was get us the crack and shit. And it turns out she transgender and shit, nigga. But, you know, my nigga's like, oh, that's cool. That's cool. You know what I'm saying? But they be telling her that, she be telling her that, yo, you transgender bitch. You won't get caught. So this bitch who was in basketball, I tried to put a cap in my homegirl. So we got three of the niggas up there right now. And we fighting a chopper right there right now, nigga. I'm actually on my iPad right now, nigga. It's me, Danny, and Zia. We on the chopper right now.
and
she also threatened to blow up my house. She threatened to blow up my car. And not only that, she also called me a nigger.
I'm taking a sub for the day, if that's cool.
Nah, nigga, you don't understand. This bitch ignorant, yo. Like, she racist. She oppressed the black man.
No,
she
I'm
going to
meet you there with the submarine, bro.
Yo, you going to come in front of me? I see you. That's cool. Hey, yo, bring my 10 of the Chinese boys in you, dog.
All right, I know we got a few that dropped off this week, working too hard, too many math problems. We tried to revive him by kicking him in the side. Shit didn't work, homie. I'm sorry, but I'll bring the ones who's still alive to not do malnourished.
Yeah, what happened was that after Max Hags was actually trying to hack this one nigga and shit, and like the 10 Chinese boys are like, yo, what the fuck you talk about? I don't know this shit. And so they like kill themselves and shit. And you can blame Astro Max Hags because of that shit. That nigga's done killed himself because Astro Max Hags is gonna like fuck the corrupt anonymous governments and shit, nigga.
We gotta stop recruiting out of Foxconn, bro. I'm just saying.
Nigga.
Those niggas are weak. Kill themselves over, you know, 180-hour weeks and shit. I mean, come on.
Hey, we gotta bring out,
some
more callers.
Hang on. It's fucking awesome.
We're about to go off the air. I wanted to give some people, introduce a couple more callers to the panel. One Nodus.
Oh, my bad.
One Nodus, you're now live. Welcome to the show.
I just listened to all that between Emiratis and Mass Hurt and
Jamal.
You were here for it.
Jamal and Jamal.
Holy. Oh, my God. Like, what are you guys talking about? Like,
nigga, what we talk about is we about to go to this bitch's house. We got the cops. We got the submarine. We got, like, 10 Chinese boys with us. So we're packing tonight, nigga.
Shit.
That's what I'm talking about. Like, shit.
Yo, and before you rope on them 10 Chinese boys, though, yo, make sure they're ethical,
Chinese
nigga. If they ain't ethical, nigga, you gotta get them ethical ones, nigga.
They're Chinese, by the
way. Always ethical ones.
Real quick, before Vince's show ends,
okay,
I'd like to go ahead and do roll call.
Everybody shut up for a second. Hang on, just a second.
I'm doing roll call.
Yeah, do it.
There's a lot of people in chat. Let's move on. None of them will be here because none of them, everyone's like, oh my God, there's a Skype exploit. I can't possibly use Skype. And I don't know that Star 67 exists, and I can't find the number that's conveniently placed at the top of this fucking radio blog show. So I'm just going to be sitting here wondering what the fuck happened, and I'm too stupid to come back to the archives and listen to the last hour tomorrow. Plus, I'm really not that interested, so fuck it. Take it away, Vince.
All right, folks, thanks for tuning in tonight. We appreciate your attendance. Follow me at twitter.com/VinceInTheBay. Peace out, live listeners. And we're into overtime. Hammurabi, you have been unmuted this entire time. How does it feel? Hammurabi, are you self-muted? Hello? Hello, is this on?
You're on, dude. I'm loading a bowl. I'll be back in a sec.
Right.
Yes, no, it was nice. You tell me, how was it for you, Vince?
All right. Oh, apparently, no, I was wrong. We're still live. Later, people. Yeah, and now we're clear. Oh, shit, I thought we were in overtime already, but we weren't. Now we're in overtime. There we go. Oh, but you know who made it in at the last minute? I hate to say it, but Spyco is here. He made it. God damn it. Spyco, you're on. What's up?
Oh, hey, what's going on? Oh, this has been an excellent show, I must say myself, you know. I'm glad I made it in. It's brilliant being with so many people that hate me.
Nice. Oh, yeah, thanks. Thanks a lot. I appreciate the vibrator.
Hey, man, sometimes you just got to vibrate.
My apologies to Kitten. I thought when Kitten called in, she was, like, playing with herself. And
she's making tea right now.
Is she
really?
The
complete opposite, yes.
Kitten, what kind of tea are you making? Is she away from her computer?
She just posted in chat. Peppermint.
Oh, peppermint, okay. Well, she's unmuted if she wants.
Hello.
Yeah.
No, you just said peppermint, bitch.
No. What are you doing?
Okay, awkward silence. Let's bring back... Whoa, no, come on. Ass hurt Mac Fags, you're back.
What?
Oh, nothing.
God, you put me on mute when I had something super fucking important to say.
Oh, what was it?
Unbelievable.
This will be...
Oh, Sue.
Okay, Spyko, that's it.
Sue Bosco is... She's tweeting her updated blog post, which is just unbelievably underwhelming, and about Twitter thugs, i.e. us, apparently. And she's tweeting it out to pretty much everyone, and I just saw her tweet it at the New York Times because, you know, tweeting a tepid blog post over to the New York Times will surely attract the attention of the mainstream media in regards to cyberbullying, right? Wrong. Bitch is fucking crazy and fucking awesome.
Damn. Hey, let's bring on this other caller here. Caller, unscreened, your hand's up. Who's this? You're on the air.
Yo, it's X. How you doing, man?
Oh, yeah, I should have not recognized X. All right, who's doing that shit? The hell is that noise? Somebody trying to hacksaw it to my switchboard? What the fuck's going on?
I hurt myself, but I don't know.
I know Schmoop is trying to figure out my zero day. I know that, to get into my board. He already found one of them, but what the fuck is that? Who's that coming from? Seriously. All right.
Can you not tell on your end, Vince?
Is that you, Hammurabi? All right, I'm mute everybody, dude.
Dude, it's not me. I promise you that.
All right. Okay, it went away. All right, Blitz, you're back. Patrick.
What?
You're back, dude.
Well, this is terrible. Overtime. I'll see you guys later.
What? You suck. Don't leave.
Thanks for coming out, Assert. I appreciate the movie review. It was amazing. And
no problem. I'll see you later, man.
Cool.
Bye, Matt.
Jesus Christ. What is going on? It's like serious audio spaghetti.
Spike out. Self-mute.
Assert bailed.
He punishes his keyboard.
I don't blame her. I'm ready to bail myself.
Hey, am I even unmuted?
Dude, you have not been unmuted this entire time.
Oh, wow. You seriously left me unmuted while somebody was hacking away on their shit.
Dude, I can hear the fucking echo. God damn it.
Somebody's echoing like a motherfucker. And
fucking Hammurabi.
No, it's not.
You can't echo while you're talking, and I don't listen to the show.
No, it's
like,
not Hammurabi.
I don't, yeah, thank you.
Well, Hammurabi does have a little delay in the background, but it's not as pronounced. So everybody except for Blitz and Patrick from Jacksonville are unmuted. And
I'll tell you what, in 2 weeks I'm going to go see Santa with my kids.
Uh-huh.
I'll ask him for a new headset.
That would be fantastical.
Did you just say I was muted?
No, you're not muted.
You're not muted.
The fuck?
Yeah, and
what
now...
What the fuck?
Hey, Vince, I'd like to ask Hammurabi about that retarded sweater.
What?
What retarded sweater?
You know what I'm saying. Hammurabi.
Yeah. Are you talking about Sarah's awesome Christmas sweater?
You know what I'm talking about then, right?
Oh, God, yes. She...
Oh, my...
She and Ginger and now Sue Bosco, and I think Wild Goose is probably going to pretty much make my timeline. between... I mean, now Ginger's kind of switching between I'm absolutely bananas and here's a bunch of earthquake shit you might not know about because nobody gives a fuck. And Sarah rocking that awesome sweater and talking about how hot she is. I don't even know what to do. I'm kind of in heaven when I get a chance to get on the internet. Oh, my God, and then Gatsu trusting Manycam to, like, keep his identity concealed. That was pretty awesome, too.
Oh, you're going to troll that shit hard, aren't you?
Yeah, I don't know if you know any of the background, but Jets is a pain in everyone's ass, and he's definitely a moron.
Oh. I know a bit about it, but,
Dude, he's a fucking moron.
He really is. He talks a bunch of shit like he's a hacker, and in reality, I mean, he's coming to IRC with nothing. Like, you wouldn't throw your dick in a chick you just met that night without a rubber. And this guy's like, I'll go to ReaperSex IRC without a VPN or Tor. Fuck it.
Dude, he DDoSed himself on TinyChat. Like,
twice.
So, yeah, twice. Someone gave him his own IP or whatever from when he connected to IRC, and he just went after it. I was like, what? He's a fucking moron, dude.
It was awesome.
Yo, and he's like a super loyal Anon, too, which just fucking pisses me off all the more. So,
pretty much.
Seriously.
Russell and Jimmy's then.
No, I
but
really
it's so much about
fight.
Jimmy wrestling is somebody getting his comeuppance, because that's really what it is. I mean, nobody brought war to fucking Gatsu. Gatsu just declared war on everybody at once.
Dude, you know he's doing it for the fame, though.
Oh, absolutely. He's going to get an ED page, and it's not going to get many hits.
Yeah.
But he'll at least have one, and he can be like, I'm on ED. And then at some point in his life, he'll realize that it's really not good to be on ED, and then he'll be mad.
Dude, fucking, what is it? I really want to fucking, like backdoor his computer or something and just, like, completely pwn him and just make it fucking epic.
Like, just delete pretty much everything and then leave him one text file on the desktop?
Yeah.
That'd be pretty nice.
That'd be fucking great.
Or the same text file, but copied multiple times in the form of a dick or a middle finger, ASCII style.
Yeah, dude. I don't know.
Sorry. Who's the second guy on the line?
It's Blitzkrieg. This is my name.
Oh.
Yeah, you should
follow
him on Twitter. He's a good guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Who's this other guy? Who are you?
It's One Notus.
Yeah, that's One Notus who's joining us. He follows me on Twitter. He's a listener but doesn't call very often. We also have Patrick from Jacksonville. We have Blitz. We, of course, have Hammurabi. We also have XU Out and, unfortunately, Spyco.
I'm sorry, you guys.
What's up, Spyco?
I'm a plague.
You're not a plague. You're a smart guy, but get all fucked up nonstop.
You sound like a little kid in your treehouse. Why is it so boxed in? Why does it sound so echoey?
No, man, I'm in a fucking bunker, man.
Yeah, dude. The 12th the 21st is going to be here before you know it.
Yeah, and I'm going to be fucking prepared with my... Oh, fucking Blitz is in my room with my fucking pile of towels and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've seen your room too, and it was interesting. He's got zip lines for shit.
I'll tell you. Zip lines are the shit, dog.
It's a little strange, man. I don't understand. I'm pretty sure I'd be really pissed when I woke up in the middle of the night to go take a piss and got clotheslined by a zip line for my headphones.
It's never happened to me. I don't know. And they're bungee cords, so they're pretty flexible. It's all good.
Oh, it's made out of bungee cord. I did not realize.
No, like the bungee hooks, dude. Fucking, you know, for strapping down shit in your truck or whatever.
Yo.
No.
Yeah, where's Vince? I bet he's hitting on fucking Kitty right now.
Actually, no. You're
she fucking
right.
Hates my mouth. She hates my mouth so bad.
Way. Are you looking at my computer, dude? That's fucked up, man.
Voodoo, bro. Voodoo.
Dude, well, you got... No, because when it goes quiet and there's all guys on the line, right? And then you know there was a girl in there somewhere, It's like, yeah, Vince is definitely like trying to hit that up right now.
I just tweeted her when you said that. That's so weird. Swear to God, look at my Twitter, dude.
He doesn't have to. He knows.
7 seconds ago.
I thought Vince was married.
No. Where that came from?
No.
I'm definitely available, ladies, if you're listening. Any ladies out there, definitely available and looking.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yo, how desperately are you looking, Vince?
Yes, how desperate?
No, dude. Because every Vince, you're cool.
No hurt.
Dude, no, you're cool. But every time I call in, dude, and you screen your call, like I feel like I'm gonna be raped or something. Like, seriously, though, man.
What can I say? A creeper.
Well, no, dude.
Holy shit, this is awesome. All
right, Spyco, put your vibrator down, please.
No, dude, you got it. Like, you got the voice for the ladies and shit, but when it's a dude that calls in, it's a little weird. Like, don't
yeah, I don't know why dudes call my show, to be honest.
I don't fucking know either, man.
I think actually...
Pretty much make your show.
What happens is the ladies fap to my show, and a bunch of guys call it, and then they just, you know... It's like imagine if it was reversed. Imagine if this was a chick hosting a show, and there's a bunch of chicks calling in... talking about nasty shit. Guys would be fucking... They wouldn't be calling in. They'd be jacking off to that shit.
You must be, like, the best-kept secret on BTR, because tonight I'm pretty sure you had 2 or 3 chicks total. Wait. No, it was probably 5. 5 out of, like, 40 people were chicks. That's not the hottest ratio of, like, chicks calling or dialing in to listen and fap to you.
Are you talking... Dude, I had like 30 people in my chat room, and what?
I gave you 40. At one point, there was like 37 at least.
All right, okay.
Yeah, you can't have multiple chicks on this show at a time, dude. It just doesn't work.
Almost.
Chicks hate each other. It's in their DNA.
Almost a quarter of that were chicks. That's not bad.
A
internet,
quarter?
Internet ratio? Are you kidding me? I'm lucky I have
quarter.
Any chicks in my shit. They call in. It's amazing.
Why so many Texans and, like, Southern accents? And your followers, like, they seem to be all Southerners.
My followers
Spyco,
are...
mute your shit. I'm so sick of listening to you punish your keyboard.
Oh, man.
I apologize.
Me.
I love you anyway, but shit, man.
Punish that keyboard, dude. Just come on. Just give it all you got.
All right. We're gonna do this.
Balls to you!
It was a well-productive
show.
That's Spyco.
Yeah.
Dude, he was using his... I figure... I'm pretty sure he's the guy that did the... what do you call it? The Skype botnet thing where he called into my show. Like, I don't know, a bunch of random numbers just all of a sudden just flooded... My switchboard, and then all of a sudden, all left at the same time.
He wouldn't do that.
Well, I think that was the counter. Who's trying to fucking dial?
Not me.
Stuff?
Not me.
Somebody like pressing their
I'm
phone.
I'm self muting.
I'm no self.
Oh, that might be me.
Yeah, I think you might be inadvertently pressing the buttons on your phone.
Sorry.
That's okay. Just don't let it happen again. It is. Is that you, Hammurabi? Are you trolling?
It's
not,
but I think it's funny that you're getting trolled with this.
Isn't that kind of annoying, though? That little... Yeah, that. Right.
They're still doing it.
Yeah.
Next you out. That's not you, is it?
I promise it's not. No, it's not.
Okay,
I hid my keyboard now.
Who's in the room? Who's
that
got
guy?
On the line?
Oh, God, you don't even want to know. We got Hammurabi, we got Blitzy, we have One Nodus, we have you, XU out, of course.
Mm-hmm.
We have Spyco is on timeout, and there's four other listeners. And we're in overtime, and we're getting dangerously close to being dangerously close to finishing this show.
No, pull them all in. You don't have to be here, but
yeah,
I want to know who the other four people are now.
I'll tell you what. To be fair, the other four people that are in listening, you have a chance right now to press 1 and join the conversation, or else we're going to pretty much shut this down. We can do audio spaghetti, and I can just unmute everybody.
Mm-hmm. Well, let us have at it for like 10 minutes.
Huh?
Let us just have at it for like 10 minutes or whatever.
What?
Just unmute everybody. I mean, if someone's spamming, just kick them or whatever. There's some good peeps in here. You know, one Nate's, Blitzy, Hammy. People I like to talk to and shit. Just shoot the shit on this right now. But it's your show.
I have an anonymous question for all the people on the panel tonight. It says, could you ask the guys if they know about a good Linux distro that will fit into a 700 megabyte disk?
Yeah, Linux Mint.
Thank you.
Linux Mint. There you go. Linux
Mint. Dude, just go to distro. Go to distrowatch.com and, pretty much every OS has... God damn it, let me finish. Yeah, fucking every like Linux OS has like a i386 version that's like less than 700 megabytes, so you could fit it on there.
Boom.
You should ask Abraxas. Seriously.
But,
where is
what?
Blitzy knows.
What?
You mean Abhaxas?
Ask Abhaxas now. Let you know.
Yeah, yeah. Abhaxas has called into this show before.
I know.
He called once with what's her name? X25 Princess.
Yeah.
I actually had X25 Princess was like a featured co-host guest sort of person on one of my shows. It's labeled in my archive. You should check it out.
Good show, too, actually. That was a good show.
Oh, you heard it?
Of course. I haven't missed one, Vince, you know, because I stay true.
Because I don't forget any. I just remember who was on. I don't remember what happened at all. That's how I am with all my shows. When I wake up in the morning, thank God, I don't remember any of it except for who called in.
Better off that way.
Yeah,
it's
absolutely.
Been great. You know, I think it's been like 6 weeks maybe now, but yeah, it's funny stuff. You got a lot of quote top peeps or whatever who call in, who talk, who chat. I think it's really cool.
Right on, dude. Appreciate it. All right, Spyco is also muted in the chat room. But I feel bad though. I know he's probably. I'm glad he's butthurt at me, not Hammurabi. Let's go to Spyco. What's up, Spyco?
Hey, what's going on? Oh, I'm not butthurt at all.
He's chill, man.
I'm chill as fuck. Listen to me. Besides, I didn't block you once, man. So I think I won that one.
You should try it. You should just block me.
I can't. There's far too many bots. You know, I'd have to block you on all of them.
Well, I've always said to anybody and everybody, Vince and everyone else listening, that I've known Spyco for a little bit, love him with all my heart. The worst thing you can ever do to Spyco is block him on Twitter.
Yeah, dude.
You can kick him, you can ban him from IRC, yeah. But you block him on Twitter or unfollow him, holy shit. The wrath of hell will
you will pay.
You just doesn't like that. And,
yeah,
and
somebody just recently. Yeah.
And it gets hurt by it.
Somebody recently gave me a script to generate a whole bunch of Twitter accounts. Thank you to that person.
But serious, though. You block him, or, oh my God, he will just unleash this crazy, funny ass shit. Other than that, you know.
I'm a normal guy on
Tiny
Chat normally, you know. Sometimes I'll shave my face or brush my teeth, whatever. Gotta have good hygiene.
You sit near your face desk until I say something, and then you come to and you're like, yeah, it's time to shut off the camera.
Dude, no, fucking like, you know, I'll just be zoning out, doing other things, reading. And I'm like, oh, fuck, people are still on chat with me. I just forget.
God, yeah. Dude. You totally started a phase desk, and it was fantastic.
Nice. Well, fucking one time, Blitz and fucking Meep Kitty Fuck watched me go to sleep. That was weird. I enjoyed it.
I can imagine.
I enjoyed it. They played music.
Tiny chat confessions. Confessions.
Oh, boy. Yeah. It was fun. It soothed me to sleep and whatnot. Made sure I didn't overdose and die. It was great.
Kevin actually fell asleep ages the other day when he had a tiny chat with Neil. No, actually,
that
my tiny
awesome.
Chat.
Yeah, he does that. He does that on every tiny chat.
He hits me up the next day. He's like, dude, did I pass out in tiny chat? I'm like, yeah. I said, but you were all dark. You couldn't really see you. You woke up one time, but it was all good. He's like, oh, okay.
Shit.
It's all good. It's funny shit, man. But Blitz, good job tonight, man. You represented yourself well.
Absolutely.
I was raging, dude. To be honest,
you were not raging though. You're
no,
very calm and composed.
No rage.
You know what I mean?
It was very well done on all sides. Sicko, if you're here, I don't know. Yeah, you're always well. The respect I have to you or whatever, you go out and like do shit. Like you won't come out protest. You know that you actually go out and be part of it. So. Whatever it is, you walk the walk, not just talk the talk. But.
Yeah, Sicko's pretty chill, actually, dude.
Yeah, he's cool. Mom's cool. Everybody's cool, you know? Yeah. It's all good. But no, good to hear you. That's a rarity.
Yeah, thanks, dude.
You know, you got a good head, and you're my wash plant manager.
And you're a beautiful specimen, Blitz. I have to say that. You are a beautiful specimen.
All right, stop dick riding, dude.
It has nothing to do with your dick. It's just your face.
And save me from Spyco. Fuck.
No, you can't do that.
Vince isn't even listening anymore, dude.
No, it's okay.
Oh, Hammurabi was saying that Vince for show quit anonymous allegedly.
Yeah.
If there's a way to do that, I didn't even know you could. Like, I thought you couldn't. I thought it was an idea. Whatever. So he's not. He doesn't believe in that idea anymore. I guess is what he's saying.
So. That's pretty hard to do. I mean, if you've got an idea in your head, you can't just, like, get it out like that, dude.
Yeah, man, the Christians used to fucking hang people for ideas, you know? Like ideas are pretty fucking embedded. That's some deep shit. You know, you change your ideas, and you're like, oh, man, the fucking world is round, not flat. They will come after your ass.
I don't know, dude. Is it, like, Fight Club type of thing? Well, not Fight Club, but, like, once you're in, you can't leave. Like, isn't that the
anonymous?
Dude,
yeah.
That's how it went down on Twitter. Viz for show messages Meep Kitty Fuck fucking DM, and then he tweets to Miss Anon Fatale, "I just officially ripped my Anon card in half."
Oh.
And then
who said that?
Viz for show.
Okay.
Wait, so was he getting protection first from
Meep
Kitty
Fuck?
Oh,
and he tells you, Hammurabi, over, bro.
Oh,
and,
I know him very well.
Fuck, he's done. Oh, that's why you said that. During that song. Yeah, and he just keeps telling people, DB Koopa, over, bro. Central. Nyan, faggot, LOL. New fags everywhere.
What time was this? An hour ago?
I mean,
a couple hours ago.
Okay.
He raged
before
quit,
or after I spammed the fuck out of you?
Before.
Before?
I'm pretty sure it was before.
That's a lot of tweets, dude. I gotta go way back.
Gatsu's tweet to the drone of death looking for his docs.
Somebody just posted that shit.
The more people we can get out of Anonymous to, like, bail on Anonymous...
You join a fucking crew?
He still hasn't
yeah.
changed his background. No. He still hasn't changed his background. His background is still anonymous shit.
Dude, that's hypocritical then. What the fuck? It's,
oh, wait.
Calm
down.
Check the channel.
And, like, switched everything. Just made it whatever. Made it black or white or something. Just cleared up. But he's still got the fucking, whatchamacallit, mask and the Nyan cat and the dude without the head and the We Are Legion bullshit. It's all still there. Oh, he's
all right,
got...
I'm
no,
it.
Yeah.
Reading now.
I call bullshit. I think this is a troll.
Read the quote.
Why would he troll leaving anonymous?
Right. He's not a troll.
Come on,
no
dude.
Way. Wow. He just made
just
a big
kidding,
call.
Bro. Okay.
I know this dude too. Wow. That's the real deal right there. That's a big blow.
Becker is
big blow.
Trying to convince him. What? Oh, no, she said, I've created TMZ for our Twitter world. What? It's a WordPress account she's trying to do.
All she said was what?
Breaking news, Fitz the Bait is not a cable guy. That's the only thing she said.
Oh, yo, Vince, do you really work for Geek Squad?
I have no idea what that is.
Hey, man, I'm just asking. I'm not going to write on you, dude.
I like
no
that
idea.
A lot, actually.
I have no idea what D-Squad is. Should I tweet that out, that question, or will something happen?
Geek Squad?
Oh, Geek Squad.
I don't think you should tweet that out. You motherfucker,
you said,
I hear someone typing.
You said Geek Squad?
Sorry,
that's got to be Spyco.
No.
Shut up. Vince.
Yeah.
See, what were you going to say?
I said I'm not a, you said Geek Squad? I'm not a part of Geek Squad, no.
Oh, so you're like one of the, what is it, the home tech, like, technicians working in the home audio department?
No.
No, dude, I'm not a cable guy, dude.
Are you doxing him live on Air Blitz?
The breaking news on getyourtwat.wordpress.com? Breaking news, Vince the Bay is not a cable guy. There it is.
Okay.
True, it's on the internet, it's true.
Shit, boom, dude.
Bam.
Game over.
Are you in the chat right now?
Yeah.
All right. Ta-da. Check that. Get your twat. The official. If it's on the internet, it's true. Bam.
Nice.
Charlie, what do you think
just,
of that? Charlie,
did
what
you make
fucking think of that?
Winning.
Yeah. No shit, dude. Oh, man. All right, it's been fun, guys.
Yeah. Fuck no.
Jesus Christ. You know.
Night, Vince.
Poor Dave Brubeck.
Sleep tight, Vince.
Poor Dave Brubeck is turning in his grave before he's even in it. We dedicated this show to him, and he's probably not happy with that. But whatever.
I don't know. Winning anyone?
I like the songs. I like the idea of incorporating some jazz into the show once in a while. So, good show, Vince. Good night, everybody. And I'll catch you all later on.
Yeah, peace out.
X you out, everybody. X you out. Blitz is out of here. We still got some echo going on like a mofo. Hey, Spyco, do you have anything you want to say before we get out of here?
Oh, yeah, I apologize for all of my actions ever. and always, it's been good talking with you.
Right on, dude. You know you're always you're always welcome. It's fun. fun
love you, Spyco.
Don't
it's
lie
fun,
to my
fun,
face.
It's fun playing it's fun with playing you on the internet.
It is. It really is.
All right, X you out. Or you're a good guy, right?
Yeah, I'm good. Everybody, good night.
One notus. Final thoughts before we kick off.
No.
Sorry.
One notus. Do you have any final thoughts before we sign off here?
All I got to say is that it's been a hell of a race.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not. See, that's the thing. It's not a race. It's like a marathon. This show. It's just a.
Oh my.
It's just a retard marathon. They just come through here like gangbusters. I can't. You know, it's hard. It's hard to. It's a hard job, but somebody's got to do it.
Oh. Well. Respect.
Right on. Thank you. Thank you for following me on Twitter and giving me tweets and stuff. I really appreciate it.
once I catch you.
Right on, man. And last but not least, Hammurabi's Code. It was essentially your show tonight. You didn't get muted one time. How do you feel?
I feel good. How do you feel about that, Vince?
I thought it went well. I enjoyed it. I had a good time tonight.
Good.
Good calls.
No, that's just it, dude. I mute myself. And I showed you. I mute myself. It's on this thing the whole time. It's a pain in the ass. But I do it for you, Vince. All for you. And about what's that guy's name that was on earlier? Old Rooter.
Oh,
after
yeah.
After I bite you in the calf, I'm going to bust a nut on it. He had a good addition. I like the way he thinks. And then I will fist you with your own fist.
Yeah, I know.
I'm kidding, man. I love you, Vince.
Sweet. Thank you. Oh, my God.
You're welcome, buddy.
Spyco is, of course, still trying to scroll my room. There you go. It's Spyco, another 2 minutes. 2 minutes for spamming the chat room.
Oh,
and
shit.
That's going to do it, people. Peace out.
Goes home.
Peace
out,
everybody.
This is what he does everywhere, though, Vince. This is why he gets banned off of every IRC network. He just starts having one-man conversations.
Poor guy. This is his only outlet. All right, Spyco. Fine. I'll cancel your mute, and you can spam the shit out of my chat room. You know, I used to have listeners that would do a lot of the ASCII art. You know what I'm talking about? Hello? Am I talking to myself? Is this on?
No, I'm here. You're talking about ASCII art.
ASCII art, yeah. I used to have some really good ASCII artists that would listen to my show and paste it in the chat room. And that seems to be a lost art form. I miss it.
I can understand that.
Go ahead, Spyco. What do you want to say?
I just wanted to know if I was muted. I wasn't sure if
yes,
I was...
Yes, you're muted.
Okay, muted.
There you go, you're muted.
Jesus, he really thinks he's muted.
Well, now he is.
Oh, okay.
Everybody's muted. I promise.
He doesn't self-mute ever. I don't understand it.
Yeah.
You do? Prove it. I hear you hacking at your keyboard. I would, too, because you hack at your keyboard. And, yeah, I'm sure you're like, aw, shit.
Aw, shit, Nick.
Shit.
Yeah, I don't know. Vince did that pretty good. I think he won that one.
He did. He did do it pretty good. Good job, Vince.
Give us another shit, Vince.
Shit.
Damn, he fucking hit some low lows.
That was me, faggot.
Was it?
No, it wasn't. It was me. Did
you? Oh, let me hear it.
He tried to take his shit.
Let me hear it.
Shit. Damn, right. that's like fucking Howard Stern when he gets the bitch to sit on the fucking speaker.
I think the whole point is to go from high to low, and Vince does it pretty well.
He does.
Yeah, I can have a range. And it helps that, you know, BTR has shitty streaming quality, so it makes me sound even more muffled, more bassy.
Well, dude, have you seen how many fucking scripts this site... I don't know of another site I've gone to that runs as many scripts as this fucking site does.
You talking about WordPress?
No, I'm talking about
this check this out.
BTR
check
site.
This out.
Site runs so many scripts, it's unreal.
Check this out. I can log in as the chat room moderator.
Wow.
or co-host. Sorry, the co-host.
That's impressive, considering it's
There's
your show.
There's a co-host login.
Oh shit! What you know about that co-hosting?
Yeah, it opens a little flash chat window, And I can see when you guys are getting ready to type something in.
Yeah, you can hear whenever I'm getting ready.
FICO typing, it says.
Well, you hear it before it comes.
Well, with you. But yeah, I can have two modes. I can have the mode that where the chat room looks like the way you see it on your end. And I can also do it. Other catty idiot is typing. And I can also monitor it in a flash chat right inside within my switchboard. It's kind of cool.
Well, Flash is, you know, the best fucking language, programming language, and scripting language ever. Everybody knows that.
Yeah. Then why didn't Apple allow it on its fucking iShare?
Oh, that was complete sarcasm. It's terrible.
Catty
it's
idiot.
Right up there with Java.
It's still typing. Catty idiot, at my end at least, is still typing. Spyco typing.
Uh-huh.
Wow, Catty idiot has been typing for a long time. Hammurabi typing. Dicks.
Damn. Let's see it. Even when you're done approving the necessary scripts to get BTR and chat rolling, there are still a shit ton of scripts to approve. Dicks. Penis. There you go.
Oh my god, Catty idiot that long to write penis.
No, he was writing the other thing. I didn't know
right.
He worked for BTR or whatever.
Oh, you just read what he said. Okay, I'm an idiot. All right.
Yeah, I'm transcribing. It's a very technical thing.
Yeah, you're good at it. You should be here every show to do that.
Catty idiot works. Do they work for BTR or something?
Nah.
Catty idiot does not work for BTR.
Okay.
And Catty idiot is typing.
Good. I hope it.
Spyco typing.
The entire thing.
How do you know, man? You don't hear it.
I see it though.
I have to make noise when I type. It's like a fact.
No,
everybody knows that.
Put a character into your thing. Yeah, into your window. You put a character.
Be more descriptive, man. I don't understand what the fuck.
He's got the back end to your shit.
Oh, I know.
So he, unlike you being able to see when anyone else types, Vince can't.
No, I understand.
That's what
that.
He's saying.
I get it.
Well, good. I'm really glad we cleared that up.
No, it's just I wanted him to explain it, but, you know, I like you. So I was like, just end it. I love you. I love you,
hey,
Ben.
Guys, shut up. There's a drum solo.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Wow, once again, folks,
fucking
Dave
epic.
Brubeck, the Dave Brubeck Quintet, Quartet, whatever the fuck it is.
Quintet.
Rest in peace, Dave Brubeck.
R.I.P., Dave.
R.I.P., dog.
You got a lot of Canadian listeners, dude. How's that work out?
Show's over. Go home, folks.
No, fuck no. You know I don't leave. I never leave.
The show is over. I'm leaving the show, okay?
No, I'm not.
Go home. Seriously, go somewhere else.
You go home.
See or something.
Fuck it. We stay here, dude.
I'm already home. I'm laying in bed.
Exactly.
Dude, hang up.
Spoon?
No, it's not going to happen.
I'm shutting down the show. Seriously, you guys got to go.
You're not shutting it down. That's not how it works.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
It's not okay to Hammy, tell him.
United States of America
is Democratic Union, Vince.
Preach on, brother. Preach on. Church is in session right now.
This is freedom of speech we're discussing.
I don't care. Don't try to pull some Occupy bullshit. Cyber
Occupy. It ain't no Occupy shit. This is Black Power, a Panther, Occupization, whatever.
Right now.
Dude.
Black Power.
3-1 vote override the host? What are you talking
about?
Exactly. Shit up, Caddy idiot.
We got Caddy, we got Hammy, we got me. We're fucking overriding you. We're taking this shit. No, we're taking it. Damn, and then we stopped talking.
The name of
you're not turning this into one of these, circus sideshow tiny chats that like you guys do. It's just not gonna. I'm not gonna let my show devolve to that level.
Oh man, it's never devolving.
What level? You had people on here going on about. Listen, guys, Anon, it's actually pretty cool. All right, we saved a bunch of lives in Egypt. Earlier this year, January. Don't know if you remember that. Anywho.
We typed a page
anonymous
in.
Anonymous rules, so don't listen to the hype from other Anons that you totally know of and what everybody else is saying about Anonymous being dead.
I'm not sure if you were fucking trolling. I don't know what your point was, Hammy. I don't know whose side you're on with the statement.
Neither do I.
It seemed like you could be on both sides. You're trying
honestly,
to be neutral.
You're just.
Everybody wants to be Switzerland with Anonymous. Awesome. Here's the problem. I honestly think it does a lot more harm than good, and I think it's because there is absolutely no order whatsoever, which really doesn't work. You don't have any sort of final say on anything, which is never good because then everybody's got final say on everything.
Well,
can you imagine
I mean,
if you didn't
get
Spyco sometimes on your show? Or people who want to play white noise, or people who want to just randomly hit buttons. Anarchy is not a good thing. We did that for thousands of years, which is why we now have
anarchy?
Democracy, government.
Which is anarchy. It's chaos theory in action.
So, yeah. Some people made it about the anarchist movement. Some people made it about freedom to look at kiddie porn. That one blows my mind. And other nods are like, that's their idea.
Hey, you got something
against
NAMBLA?
Yeah, that's a shitty idea, bro.
You're anti-NAMBLA?
What?
You're anti-NAMBLA now?
Now?
Yeah, you had that fucking membership before.
Oh, God, you're such a faggot, mate. These are the times I'm just like, you're a faggot, Spyco.
Why?
I never signed up for a membership. Everybody's got their own fucking idea of what anonymous means. But what it really boils down to, I guess, at the very core, is trying to hide your identity from everybody else.
I don't even think it's that, to be honest, because look at how many people do not hide their identity.
You just need to be able to read.
I don't know, it's partially that, but look how many anonymous are not anonymous, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know exactly what you're saying, and that's the problem.
That's little A anonymous.
What?
That's little A anonymous.
Little anonymous. Weak anonymous?
No, little A, you know, they call big A anonymous, like the internet gang or whatever, and little A means... B being literally anonymous on the internet. Like, nobody knows.
I liked it better when I thought you said Little League.
Yeah, me too.
Whatever. Okay. Just hear what you want to hear. I'm getting attacked by these feminist zombies on the internet. Scarlet, Chaos Cupid and LLS Kitten, who called into my show earlier, said, yeah, are tweeting me and like making me out to be some kind of like
sexist.
Like
piece of shit. What did you do to them?
What did you do to them in the green room?
Well, first of all,
when you took them to the green room, what did you do? Confess your sins now.
I want answers.
I just
did you offend my
bit.
Women?
I just spanked them around
what?
A little bit.
No. Smack them around?
No. It's a little spank on the butt. They like
them?
That. They like that.
Oh no, that's the problem. You
gotta this girl's showing her cleavage in her pic, and this other girl's got like, you know, she's looks like a lesbian vampire zombie hooker.
No, Vince. The problem is you're not hitting them hard enough. That's why they're offended.
Oh, right.
Yeah. I mean, if they're fucking doing gothic zombie shit, they really kind of want more of a beating than a slap.
Well, anyways, this is what this chick, and of course, how the fuck does Rep Dan Gordon get pulled into this? I'm in a tweet with Dan Gordon. She says to Dan Gordon, first of all, she says, Vince of the Bay is misbehaving. Too bad for me. Stay logged in tonight. Sucks. Then Rep Dan Gordon says, are you okay? I can make the bad man stop. Then she says to Rep Gordon, no, the actual site was being a bitch crashing repeatedly. I ain't scared of Vince the Bay. I will sick a Twitter gang on him. And
oh,
she gives
shit.
Like, she gives, like, the X'd out face with the big happy face.
And then them Nazis just come at you.
Who tweeted the last one?
Scarlet Harrod, Chaos Cupid.
Oh, God, that's
Chaos,
awesome.
Chaos Cupid, and then LLS Kitten says, I'm not mean. I'm a victim. You're harassing me on the internet, talking to me like a man with a fucking mustache or something. With a fucking mustache.
Favorited and retweeted. Fucking bam, done.
And she gave me a sad face thing. But she's still following me, though. I'm like, what the hell?
And she advertised the show, Carbon Coffee, Vince in the Bay, a.k.a. Perp.
Like, pulling pigtails.
Yeah,
and
she's into the fucking hard, kinky shit, man. You gotta go with that.
She tweeted my show, CC'd me on it, and said, AKA pervert help.
Is
this what the internet has come to? Is just false accusations by females against males?
Well, think of it this way. You're gonna get the pervert fucking bitches, you know, that like the pervert. So all those bitches are gonna call.
That's what I'm talking about. What the chick that, dude, Howard Moore, what's that guy's name?
I have no idea. I think you just said
Moore?
It.
Herman Moore? Whatever.
What is he?
Harry
what
Moore.
Is,
what's the guy's name?
What is he? What does he do? What organization?
Darren Moore. I don't know. His last name is M O O R.
You don't know. So why are you bringing him up?
Hunter Moore. That's his name.
Hunter Moore.
I just found out about this guy because Anonymous was moral fagging on this dude. And it's
so gay. Do you not think that's the gayest thing to moral fag over? Because you know bunch of these dudes who are now moral fagging were probably going to his site, or they didn't know, and they're going to go to it at some point and be like, I could probably go for a fap. And then end up beating him and be like, I was wrong about this guy. He seems like an all right dude.
You know what I think? I think these guys got burned by his website. I think these guys were dating chicks.
Absolutely.
Were dating chicks.
Are you kidding me? Some chick in Anonymous regrets some dumb decision she made. Like, if you ever see a dude whip a phone out, that's pretty much like, okay, I better cover up. What's this motherfucker about to do?
This tweet just in. It's a distrust, healthy distrust. Who the fuck is that?
A healthy distrust.
Says Op Vince.
Apparently, it's in full effect right now.
Op
Vince. Going down.
It's not going to say. It should be ITB. That op has been done a bazillion times already. Fucking Anonymous.
Look at this. look at this avatar, though. Who is she with? Is she with... she's with a Mexican. And it's a child. And they're drinking alcohol. Interesting. Do you see the AVI? Here, I pasted. That's who fucking is starting this off. A child drinking alcohol with a Mexican.
Yeah, I believe that. Paranormal, political, sociological, video game enthusiast. My tweets reflect my views and are not affiliated with my player, ATX. Yeah, I
that
doubt...
Bitch, that bitch looks like she's out of Kinsonata. I'm just saying.
Would you stop trying to troll my show, dude?
I'm not trying. I'm from the South, man. I've been to so many Kinsonettas.
Dude, I live in California. 16. I live in California. You don't have to tell me about quinceañeras, all right?
So you know
that's
about
not
it.
You, Spyco.
What's not me?
The dude in that picture.
I didn't say it was me. I said
Hunter
it was some Mexican.
That's
quinceañera.
A Mexican dude.
Hunter Moore just tweeted, how did you hear about me? I'm going to write him back. Through Anonymous.
Through Legion, dog. Did you just go mute?
No, I put the microphone down.
Oh, damn, you have a really fucking nice mic then, man. No background noise, really.
Yeah, it's just a standard SMC.
Spell Legion with A-E's and J-U-N. Please. For
please.
Me, Vince. Tell him through Legion.
No numbers? You don't want to make it even more complex?
Okay, how many E's?
Like 8.
20.
You
no.
gotta have many E's when you're discussing Legion. But not
absolutely.
Too many. Where people are like, okay,
yeah.
This is Lee.
You gotta
so
question.
It's probably
a
good number.
8's good and it's even. So I'm OCD. If you
no
put
way.
9, I'll
way
freak
too
out.
Many. I'm looking at this. 8 is way too many.
You
I'm
can
saying,
never get enough
I'm
E.
saying like 6.
6 is a good one. That's a good number.
It's a good number.
Six,
as well.
six almost feels like it's pushing it to way too far.
No, it's really not. Do you know how many E's I put in shit?
Shit. You know what? Should I start it with a shit?
Yes, absolutely.
Yes, you should start it with a shit.
With plenty of E's,
through
plenty
Legion,
of I's, plenty
homie.
Of T's.
6 is a good number, though, Vince. Trust me on this. Typically, I just hold down the E key for about a second. Wherever it winds up, that's what I'm running with. All right,
you guys ready? Here we go.
I'm watching in tweet deck. Hit
wait,
it, buddy.
Homie? I want to get homie right. How do you spell homie?
H-O-M-I-E.
Just one M? Yeah.
Either that or maybe that's home. Maybe that's the pluralized and some people spell it wrong. Maybe it's H-O-M-E-Y. And IE is when you have multiple homies.
I don't know.
I don't know, man. But this is Justin.
Somebody
this
should
Justin.
Really write these rules up, like how to speak thug.
I can check the Urban Dictionary real quick.
A healthy district, a district, distrust, has just put out a non-sicko, op-sicko, because I don't like you. So he's just going after everybody.
Oh, they're
going
to try to dox sicko now? That's fucked up.
You know, they're in Austin, Texas. I'll go fucking take this dude out tonight. Let's do this.
Who?
Distrust.
Where are all the weirdos in Texas? Why are all the fucking just batshit insane people in Texas?
Because it's so
because
fucking
it's
awesome.
Because fucking
here.
Texas, Vince. Where do you think Spyco's from?
Houston, Southside. Twisted up, throw it up until it's understood. What you know? I'll let your boy.
Okay, homie. Okay, check this out. Check
night.
This out. Homie.
Yeah, I overdosed on that shit.
Homie the Clown is spelled with a Y. Oh, wait. Wikipedia, though, has it with an I-E.
Yeah, dude, Wikipedia,
right.
Go with that. That's how you do it. I'm in the ghetto, believe me.
Yeah, I think it's H-O-M-I-E.
Yeah.
Hold on, I'm
googling
proper spelling of homie.
There's a
vote on Stone's Throw. Which I've never heard of until just now.
It sounds European.
But I'm
going to
tell you
it.
The results. IE is the winner with 22 votes.
Yeah.
Hobie with a Y lost by, it only had 6. We're talking about 78% of people voted for IE. It's right, decided.
Right. Excellent. I'm going to put this away. This is what it says. She. Through Legion, homie.
There you go.
Aw, oh, shit, homie. Hell yeah.
I gotta spam that shit.
I gotta spam the fuck out of that.
Oh.
You got all my other bots blocked, right?
Shit out of this.
You got my bots blocked.
Oh, yeah.
There we go. You got my bots blocked, right? Because I don't want to annoy you. I want to annoy him.
Shit.
I'll take that as a yes, sir.
Oh, you guys already fucking... Sheet.
Unleash the fucking bot. Shit.
Through Legion, homie.
Oh, shit. Fucking. It started.
Through Legion, homie. That's what I always should
Holy
say.
Holy shit, you blocked one of my socks.
It wasn't me, man.
No,
why'd you
not
block his
you.
Sock? No, I know.
You
why'd you block his socks?
Yes, I block socks. That's what I do.
Damn,
oh,
we're going to have to create a whole bunch more.
Melissa 13 retweeted it, too. Boom.
Here we go.
Dude, I think
there's
like a...
Did you block
me? Dude, I think there's a troll holocaust on the horizon, and I think it might be anonymous that it gets totally cannibalized. I feel like it's already been cannibalized. I mean, if 2011 didn't tell you that Anonymous was fully compromised, then I don't know what else can. I'm just saying.
I'm sorry, I'm busy fucking trolling and tweeting.
Yeah, all great. All
spamming.
Your socks are retweeting. But see, the thing is, who follows your bots, though?
The point
socks.
Is to fuck with Hunter Moore, man. He's going to be like, who the fuck is sending all these shit? You know what I'm saying?
Okay, all right, yeah.
And since you have me blocked, all my socks are blocked, it's not harming you.
All right.
The
cool.
point is just to annoy the fuck out of him.
All right. Perfect.
Yes.
Other people are retweeting it, though. Wrestle League IRC, XU Out did, Melissa.
I'm throwing more E's in that. I'm sorry.
Tabear. is that one of your socks, Tabear? That's
no.
Somebody, that must be.
It's not me.
That must be a Hammurabi bot.
No, it's not Hammy.
Yeah, that you just basically told me, yes, it's Hammy.
No, it's not Hammy or
it's
me.
It's definitely not me.
Tabear?
I think that guy's
Tabear was